to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
I'm compiling a list every day of why I love working here.
Oh, good.
This is, it's an ongoing project. It's truly a labor of love.
I know.
Right up on the top, it's why I love working for Infinity Broadcasting. And, you know, the list is endless. You know, it starts, of course,
it's fantastic.
It starts with the people.
The people and the atmosphere.
And the working conditions and... the
building itself.
You know, everything. Every day, I it's my way of, you know, Buzz, I've been a negative thinker for way too long.
That's true.
And recently, I had a breakthrough. I said, why focus on the negative?
Right. That's focus. Right. That gets you into trouble.
Focus on the positive.
Good right. move.
So every day, what I'm doing is I get my, my piece of paper here. I write down what I love about working for Infinity.
You know, I am so glad that you've come around because I know for a long time I thought, you know, maybe you're overdoing it as far as the complaining and the negative energy. But I'm glad you really have seen the light.
That's a pretty small piece of paper. Would you like some more paper?
Well, no, as you see, I write very small.
Ah, well, then there'll be plenty of room to write the reason.
Just one line a day, one brief little line.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Day. And here's the reason I love working for Infinity today.
Right.
As of today, and I just received this email from the higher-ups at CBS today, right. As of today, I can officially tell all of you, don't worry about the ratings.
Yeah, because we don't have ratings anymore.
Well, what I'm saying...
I mean, we're not going to have access to them anymore.
What I'm saying is, don't worry. Pressure's off.
Oh.
Who cares? We get a rating in New York on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we get a rating in Washington about 10 days after that, and then
right.
the other big markets after that. But,
right.
but the pressure's off because the company has decided that the ratings service, Arbitron, is too expensive.
So they're not going to subscribe to it anymore.
So we are not going to have access to the ratings, and that of course, means, like, the monthly ratings.
Wow.
And that,
of course, means that salespeople will no longer be able to talk about ratings when they're going out and selling because...
Oh, that's great.
They would have to, you know, be using something they don't...
Beltsville, Maryland?
Are you hearing us live right now?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm hearing a repeat.
Ah,
you're hearing a repeat.
Okay, so that was one answer and then another answer.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. So here's the question. If they're hearing the repeat in D.C., are they hearing the repeat just in D.C., or are they hearing it...
Along the whole network.
Along the whole network.
Another good question.
For instance, in Portland, in Las Vegas, in mm-hmm. Seattle, are they hearing a repeat now?
I would be very interested to know the answer to that.
Hello, Don. Right,
thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's check back. Okay, well, now the sound has stopped.
So perhaps we are on live now.
WJFK.
Perhaps we could get an answer from down at WJFK.
I'm trying to give you one.
Oh, hi, Charles.
Is this Charlie?
Hi, Charlie. What's happening?
There was a switching problem in the rack room that's been taken care of.
Ah, gotcha. So now we're on live everywhere now.
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, let me just say that when Broyhill gets involved, things get done.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why they call him Bolts.
Nice going, Joe. I don't even know if that's Joe's fault or not.
Sounds like if it was the rack room, Joe had nothing to do with it. And, you know, nobody likes to bash Joe as much as I do, but I think probably it wasn't Joe's fault.
Still, don't mean we can't blame him.
Okay.
So, listen, hi, and welcome to the show. If you've just tuned in and you've heard a repeat...
Hi, everybody.
We are actually... we're on the air. We're live.
Jesus Christ.
We've been on for 5.5 minutes.
Hello. Breakfast went so well.
listen, here's the deal. Tomorrow we're doing the tic-tac-toe.
Right.
And we need gals. We have one gal who signed up to play already. We'd like the gals from the tri-state area to call us.
I believe you were on the verge of appealing to one particular listener of the Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm going to put out the word to say
the APV,
Lady V, my lady in the red, white, and blue bikini who comes down and serenades us topless.
Z. We need your participation in this event.
Lady V, you got to play the game tomorrow. Girls, we can't accept up to 25 contestants.
25 contestants. If $1,000 sounds like it's something you could use.
Hey, Lisa, do you have those rules yet?
Because I had another fantastic meeting with
legal
with the lawyers yesterday to have them write the rules for teat tack dough. We don't have the rules yet. Well, as soon as you get them, bring them in because they're going to be as funny to read as the rules were for the booger eating contest.
Oh, very, very excited. But I am really looking forward to teat tack dough.
Oh yeah,
much more so than I was the booger eating.
Playing it tomorrow, so we need your girls checking in with us. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
It's a good thing that you guys aren't ready to see. Now we had to hear that Dennis Phillips clip 8 times.
Dennis Phillips?
Who's Dennis Phillips?
Could you see if your mom could give my resume to Dennis Phillips?
From Friends, Joey, talking about
the
ideas.
Apparently it played over and over again at the top of the show.
Are you kidding?
The whole opening, I'm told, was looping and played over and over again.
Oh, that's what happened. So it was kind of a real, legitimate technical snap.
What the F is going on here?
It's fixed now.
That's what happened. The intro part of the show that comes down there and then you start just kept going over and over and over and over.
Oh,
again.
Christ! Christ's sake! What the F is going on here?
Let it all out.
What the F is going on here?
Now, there you go.
Rating service, that's fine.
Yeah, but look at the hat I got.
That's a nice hat, Mike.
It's not just a hat, Don. Can't you acknowledge what it is? It
says Jameson Irish Whiskey. God damn it!
Yeah, it does really seem like it's always something. Every single day.
Do they have a meeting every day to try to sabotage the show in some way? Whether it be a meeting with the executives where they tell us something and then they go back on their word, or whether it's we find out 5 minutes before we go on the air that we're not going to subscribe to the Arbitron rating service, or we go on the air and it's a technical loop with the same thing over and over and over again. God damn it! 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 Infinity.
That sounded like a continuous loop right there.
That was not a continuous loop. That was anger. That was anger. That was pure anger.
That was rage.
Anger. God. I feel like Kunta Kinte. I feel like I'm in Roots.
You feel like you're oppressed?
Yes. I was just brought over on the boat.
You feel like you're experiencing the chains of oppression?
Please, please. Where's Abe Lincoln when I need him?
You need to be emancipated?
I need Abe Lincoln to work for our agent.
Amen.
God damn it!
I really think, from what I know of history, Abe Lincoln would have too much integrity to work for our agent.
67 years ago.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think Abe ever went to Florida.
It sucks!
Same age.
It sucks! It sucks!
Same current age.
Sucks! God, it sucks! Please play the same thing over and over again. Over and over again. And no one bothers to come in and tell us that this is going on.
I know.
Sucks!
Yeah, I mean, it really does. When something like that happens, it does seem to be pandemonium, and we don't get any answers.
No. No. God damn. God damn. God damn it. And you won't subscribe to Arbitron.
Negotiations are in progress.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because Arbitron's going to come down in price. Because they're a free monopoly. Yeah, they're going to say to Infinity, you know what? That's fine. You guys, you want to pay less than Clear Channel? No problem. No problem. What do you want to pay, a quarter on the dollar? No problem. You know why? Because you're so great, Infinity.
We can help you.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, here we were all set to talk about breasts, our favorite subject, and then it gets sidetracked. Mm-hmm. And I think this is taking away from the desire that we have to fill this studio tomorrow with lovely, topless, barefoot women who are going to paint a tic-tac-toe board with their breasts and toes.
I appreciate the fact that you are trying to keep the show on track. Normally, that's what I do, but I'm telling you today.
Yes.
Today's it.
Today's Armageddon?
Today's it.
Armageddon?
You've had it?
Ken, are you listening? Today's it. Today is the day. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to go all the way with it, Mike. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
But just let me say, if you're listening...
What do I have to be worried? You know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
I'm an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
I will say
I have said that more times in the last 3 weeks than I've ever said it before.
Since Mike has been going through this situation, Mike has been more Lester Burnham.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Than ever before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I want to tell you something. Unrelated to this place, I want to tell you something that's pissed me off. Two things from outside people that I heard. Just regular people. One thing that somebody has the balls to say to me yesterday, an alleged friend of mine, a real-life friend, meaning not a radio friend, says to me, God, the way that you're going on the show, you're busting Mike's balls all the time about being divorced. Man, you're being so cruel to him. You're playing it up that you got a great marriage and Mike's marriage has gone to crap. You know, and I lost it with this guy, too. I said, look, you douchebag. You know, I'm there for Mike 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, they don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff, which is the real heavy stuff. Like, you know, I'll be honest. Let me be very honest. When this thing was shaking loose, I mean, there was a lot of support off. You know, it's no secret that, you know, that I wasn't here one day while I was dealing with all this, and you were very, very cool about
it. He's my best buddy. I mean, listen, of course, he brings it up on the air. What are we going to do? Have a serious discussion about a guy's marriage
in
trouble?
I think when I bring it up on the air, that I am doing it to entertain and amuse.
That's right.
So then that call, I hang up with that guy, and I just say, you know what, you just don't get it. You don't get it. I'm there for Mike, and if you don't get the fact that I'm there for him, then I'm sorry. You're stupid. And as a matter of fact, it was a long time ago, 12 or 13 years ago, Frito and I went through a brief separation, and I went on the air with it, and it was much the same thing with the roles being reversed.
Whenever there are trials and tribulations, when you have been doing this, I think you feel the same way. When something like this is happening in your personal life, you kind of lean on the people in your professional life, and I've always been able to do that. And
but that's not the dumbest call I got yesterday.
Okay. Can I say one thing before you go on with that? I wanted to say this yesterday, because I think I indicated on Friday that I'm going to low-key this, because I think it's appropriate, and you get into an area where if other people are starting to get, wounded or hurt, I don't want that to happen.
I brought that up again.
It's all right. And the thing, but I did want to say, when I talk about friendly, we had a great weekend, and we had a very good weekend, and this separation thing is as friendly as a man and woman can get. I just wanted to point that out. So while things are still moving in that direction, things are fine.
So anyway, I get off the phone with this one dumbass friend of mine. I mean, we're talking about a variety of things. We're talking about the Daytona 500 and the Olympics, and then he just mentions how's Mike doing, and I said, you know, I speak to Mike all the time. He's doing great.
Is this the guy that I met that got loaded at your party?
Yeah.
Why did I?
You pinpointed it. That's the guy.
Okay.
So I hang up the phone with that dumbass.
He's not a punch puller, is he?
No. So I get off the phone with that dumbass, and then I hear about another dumbass who's a friend of a friend who has let word get back that apparently there is a theory out there, and this is from, I don't want to name names, people that we know,
right,
in my personal life, that some people out there apparently think, and when I say people, I mean people that my wife and I come in contact with, believe that your entire situation is a mass April Fool's Day joke. Wow. That you are, in fact, trying to get back at me.
Oh, do I wish.
For the joke I played on you 4 or 5 years ago with Tyra Banks.
I'm beginning to tell you how much I wish that was true.
And that's nuts well.
No, and I said you brought this up to me at breakfast this morning, and I said, yeah, I'd really do that and expose my family and my kids to that kind of thing with just to do a gag.
Right. Good joke.
No, it sucks. It's unfortunate. That's why I said what I said on Friday, that, you know, you do get to a point where you got to back off. You got to, you know, because this is therapeutic when you come in here and you're talking about something like this, and you back off after a while.
But as far as this place goes, I'm with you. I'm Lester Burnham right now. I'm with you. I'm a man. What is it that he says?
I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
That's it. Are you listening, Ken?
Listen, Don.
Yeah.
I say that a lot, but you see, if you, you know, I really don't feel that way entirely. I say it a lot. I say it a lot. I got a lot.
I mean it now, though.
I'm very dedicated to taking care of everything in my life and getting everything worked out, and you can't do that. I'd like to be Lester Burnham. I think every man would probably occasionally like to be Lester Burnham. But if you have any sense of responsibility, it is very, very difficult to
be
Lester Burnham.
I've lost sense of responsibility.
Wow.
I've lost a sense of responsibility for this place. I really have.
Well, this place, yeah, I mean...
God damn it!
Understandable.
I mean, it's crazy.
Not even. God damn it!
You kind of think you bring something to the table. You think you you hold up your end, and, you know, it's difficult to work over these obstacles all the time.
Well, no, we're trying not to bitch. We promised we wouldn't spend time bitching about this place, but I can't help it. I'm fed up to hear with this place.
I'm getting that impression as I listen to you.
I'm fed up to hear. Hear. You see, my hand is like a foot over the top of my head. I know, Mike. I know. I know, I know, I know, I know. I sound like Bill Withers with that song.
That's a question, you know.
For him.
No, I mean, I'm curious, like...
well, hold on, Mike is writing signs down now.
I know, just keep... Go about your business, everybody.
What am I supposed to do, just keep screaming how much I hate in here?
If it'll help.
Oh, no, take 8 days off that.
Okay.
Take 8 days off that. Look at your watch and see what today's date is.
Oh, fine. Oh, there you go.
Just keep talking, because I can't talk about any of this stuff, so...
Mike's writing dates down now on his notepad.
It's like the math SAT.
I know it's legal. I know it's legal.
There you go. Just wanted to pass that along.
Okay. Oh, nobody, I'm fine.
Nobody go through our trash.
I'm fine. Here's all I ask. Work for a company that lets us do the show. What the hell? What's that like?
It's the hotline.
It's the hotline.
Hotline.
Well, who's on the hotline?
I don't know.
Put them on the air.
Well,
don't screen the hotline calls. Let's just put them on the air.
Last time it was Joe.
What the hell do we have to lose? I'm a man on the edge, and I just don't care anymore.
No, no.
They're gone.
You're just an... Who are they?
Ordinary guy.
Just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
That's right.
Hey, my voice is coming back today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
I just wanted to say, although I had nothing to do with your problem this morning, I am scared to death for New Yorkers today if you go out in the street tonight.
Yeah, I'm good. It's a good move.
I'm going to be on your streets at 3 o'clock today.
We're going to keep them on.
Well, thank God I live on the island. I'm not going anywhere near New York City tonight because I know the mood you're in today.
Oh, no, we're going bowling tonight.
Yeah, look out.
You better not heckle us. You better not heckle us tonight.
Beware.
I'll bring a lot of cigars and Jameson. How's that?
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That old friend is comforting me.
Thank you. Let me just say this right. Look out pedestrians when I get out of here today.
Right. Dad, you won't be in a car. You know, look out cars. You'll be a pedestrian.
No.
You'll be hitting cars with your knees.
No, don't forget. I drive now.
Oh, my God.
My car is in the garage right down the street.
That's right.
The 8-cylinder death machine.
You've been warned.
Watch out, new pedestrians of Gotham.
You're also wanted by the Secaucus, New Jersey police.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Don, are you okay?
No.
You're scaring me.
No, I'm not okay. Do I sound like I'm okay?
No, you're scaring me.
I'm out of my friggin' mind.
Oh.
Are you going to participate in our show tomorrow?
No, I have to work.
Dumb bitch!
Oh, now stop. Now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
We need some women to call and do that right now.
Now, listen.
Do you have any friends that could do that?
You don't know. You don't know what it's like to work here.
It's easy.
You don't know what it's like to work. Every day they F something else up. Every day they F something
else.
Hey, listen to her voice. She can comfort you.
Every day they F something else up around here.
Take it easy. Take a deep breath.
Can't you talk nice to Don? Talk him down a little bit, ma'am?
I'm trying.
No, I mean, try harder.
Oh, God, take a deep breath.
Oh, baby.
Cleansing breath.
What are you going to do for him?
Oh, I could do a lot for you, Don.
There you go.
Really?
This is working. This is working.
They'll probably, you know what? They'll probably delete that out.
Yeah, sure they will.
You know why? Because it was funny.
Yeah, very funny.
I said something funny. Have to delete that out.
Man, of that. Is she still on the line with you?
You got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Ferocious Anna. Hey, listen. Really, seriously, after yesterday, after the Arbitrons, the debacle that was yesterday,
yes.
Who cares?
Yeah, that was the sound of my empty soda can going in the trash.
Can that make any more? Can it possibly make any more noise?
You are Johnny
Gives
Albion.
A frig. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Don?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, Radio Goddesses. Something that might make you a little happy. Joe said that you guys were live everywhere, so I guess that means you're live there in Sacramento. So Mike and Rob can do their sports.
No. It only works when someone from Sacramento really calls.
That's right.
You can't just mention the name. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys, you're great, first of all.
That's right. I want a job with
Why don't we
the least
start over? Can you hear
possible
me?
Amount of responsibility.
Pardon me? Can we start over?
Listen, the whole day is not going to have the same vibe unless I do the Fatboy Slim song. Open the door, sit down, start over.
No, you got to remember this was running continuously.
It was a continuous loop.
To torture the people in D.C.
Continuous loop. Christ. Okay, here you go. I'm ready for this guy. Bring him on. What guy? Line 8. Okay.
You sound like you have a hard job.
I agree. Hello, John. John.
Johnny, are you there?
John.
Yeah, I guess John got lost.
John, are you there? It says on the screen, it's not like you have such a hard job.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah, John, if you believe that's the case, why don't you take over for a few minutes?
How easy is it to, at least answer the phone
and say your name
850 times, you dumbass?
Yeah, you only have to pay 49. Listen, so, John, lighten up. You're not tearing rooftops in the middle of July or hauling garbage.
I would agree, but I would say to you that if you had a job where you were having to do something awful, and I tell you, there but go the grace of God, you know, that I don't have a job but that.
But for the grace of God go on.
You know what I'm saying.
There you go.
But I'm telling you, I don't care if you got the greatest job in the world. This is the greatest job in the world. You get mad if you got crapped on and every single day was like walking into a giant pile of excrement.
Well, Don, at least you're not hearing this every day. I need 4 for roofing.
What you're not getting, sir, what if someone asked you to tar a roof but then didn't give you any tar? They're telling them to do a job and not giving them the tools that are necessary to do the job. Now, that is frustrating.
Yeah, well, I agree. You're right about that.
Well, then, let's part as friends.
Am I the only one that... You know, Rob's a wonderful guy, but when Rob...
Hold on.
I was just going to say something about Rob. Am I the only one? Rob does so many things well, but with me, when Rob tries to bitch or tries to... He lacks total credibility. He's too happy a guy.
I am.
I mean, he's a hateful guy, but he's too happy a guy.
Yeah. I provide joy.
He does. All right, thank you, my friend. And John, I agree. It ain't like we're busting our ass digging a ditch here. Okay, but on the other hand, it's very stressful. Okay? Let me just say this: I don't use my arms or my legs, but right now my brain is throbbing.
Well, if you want to get back at them, give them dead air.
No, I'm not going to give them dead air. Although it really doesn't matter since they're not paying for the rating service.
Right.
Really doesn't matter. Hello, Frank. Frank.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. How come you're so angry?
Why am I so angry?
Frank, were you a little distracted there for a second?
I'm working, yeah.
Frank, are you distracted a lot in general?
Well, no. Frank, here's why I'm angry. First, because I'm here. But really, the reason I'm angry is that today there was a technical snafu at the beginning of the show.
At the ranch, there was a bit of a problem. Frank, you still with us? Frank. Frank, no, Frank, you were not paying attention.
Frank, there was a major technical problem, and there seemed to be...
I heard it.
There seemed to be major problems like that happen quite often.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guy, go ahead.
Frank, pay attention, man.
Hey, guy.
And you...
The reason why is because you guys suck.
There we go.
We suck, but you're listening, aren't you?
Really?
You're listening, though.
That's why you're having so much
fun. I know Frank's a ball buster, but can we be heard on the phone line clearly today?
Oh, yeah, sure we can.
Because I know I can't, because I can tell by the three calls we've gotten.
I got the monitor.
So that's my issue.
I got the thing straight up.
It's been my issue for 10 years.
Listen, you want to argue?
The truth is that you guys suck.
Then why are you listening?
Because there's nothing else on.
There you go.
There you go. That's a good answer. We never heard that one before.
End of story.
How many stations are in the New York area? 100?
Listen, if you don't want to admit it, you know, you're going to always have this problem, you know what I mean?
Now, you said there's nothing else to listen to, and Don was saying there are 100 stations in New York. That's an awful lot of choices.
Not to mention CDs,
cassettes.
Right. But you've chosen to listen to this show.
Yeah, I think about driving trucks or something.
Pardon me?
Wait.
What, Frank?
Pardon me, Frank? What, Frank?
I don't think Frank's responding to Frank. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
There you go. I knew that would get his seat. That's what Frank responds to.
You heard that.
What, Frank? What else?
Go ahead, dumbass.
I'm the dumbass.
Yes, you are, Frank.
That seems to be the only thing you're able to respond to.
Hey, Frank, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, okay.
You are. Hey, yeah, you're a dumbass, Frank. Dumbass.
Why are you listening? If the show's no good.
Good.
If the show is no good, why are you listening?
Keep thinking that.
Hey, Frank, how long have you been a dumbass?
But you're having trouble, guy.
How long have you been a dumbass, Frank?
Hey, let's answer my question. If the
you
show,
know, right?
If the show is so poor, why are you listening?
If the show is so good.
No. If the show is so poor, in your opinion, why are you listening?
How come you're having so much trouble?
No, you answer my question and I'll answer yours.
No more.
If the show is so bad, why are you listening?
He's gone on to do something else.
Hey, dumbass.
I know you hate to admit it.
Hey, dumbass.
And you hate to hear the truth.
That's all he responds to.
Hey, dumbass.
Hey, dumbass. Dumbass, if the show is so bad, why are you listening to it? And why are you calling?
To tell you why you're...
What? Are you, Frank?
To tell you why you're having so much trouble.
Were you born here, Frank?
Yes, I was.
Really? I got the distinct impression that English might be a second language.
I know what, hey, I know a good radio station when I hear it, I tell you that.
Well, then, there's 99 other stations. How come you're not listening to them?
Because, listen,
you're not allowed to listen to us anymore.
A couple of DAs.
You're not, DAs, that's a term we use, Frank. I guess you're a regular listener.
All right, guy.
And a good listener.
All right, guy.
Get your one-headed truth.
Bye, dumbass.
I pray for your death.
Yeah.
I do.
You know, it ain't enough, any fun to argue with a guy that you can't argue with.
He only responds to dumbass.
I mean, wish he brought a little more to the table.
Hey, dumbass, you want to talk to some other listeners?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Right. No, go ahead. Dumbass.
No, go ahead.
Jose, you're on the air. Hi.
They don't lose anyway.
Jose, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Frank, change the station. Just turn it a little bit over to the left and see if there's anything else that you might like. I mean, you're the biggest. You know all the things on the show. Hey, Jose. Yeah.
You.
Oh, that's clever. Well, who helped you with that one? Holy Christmas. Change the station. Find the hooked on phonics station or something.
Hey, Don and Mike, all your listeners, man, no but losers.
Well, you're one of them.
You're one of them, Frank.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Frank, you're one of them.
All you have is a bunch of dumb idiots listening to this show.
Hey, Jose, I don't think you got through to him either.
Well, you can't get through to a brick wall, okay, so don't waste your time, guys.
That's all right. Thank you, Jose.
Have a great show. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jose.
What's wrong with Jose, Frank?
What's wrong,
Jose.
Frank? What's wrong, Frank?
I mean,
what? Words, Jose. Frank, words. Use the language. It's radio.
Hey, guy. Hey.
You're not capable.
Ill-equipped.
Hey.
Listen, I gotta go, all right? I
mean, yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure that crematorium has to be tended to.
Hey, if you was a Howard Stern, you wouldn't have any trouble.
Hey, Frank, since you're a dumbass, and I think we may be able to... I'm just trying to get some response. Yeah. Since you're a dumbass, does that mean your mother was a dumbass?
Hold on, Mike wants to talk to Frank. We got another listener here. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Frank. F off. Frank.
Go ahead. You're on the air with another listener.
Frank.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead. Frank's a little slow.
Oh, I agree 100% with Frank. You guys suck.
But you're another guy, though. You're another guy, though, who's listening.
You suck.
But then why are you listening?
Because I want to hear about your demise. I want to hear when you guys get thrown off the air. I want to see there.
Well, see, now this is... What's your first name, sir?
None of your business, faggot.
Hey, how about dumbass? How about we call you dumbass?
Dumbass.
Here we go.
Nothing.
We got a meeting of the minds right here. Here we go. We got two guys. We got two guys who both say we suck, yet they're listening and calling.
It's true.
You ever took a look at your pictures on the website?
On the what?
You guys are done.
That's yo, that yeah. Ass Mike. Oh, we fat ass Mike with the brown teeth.
Yeah, we've met our match here.
The fat ass Mike with the brown teeth.
Brown teeth.
Pudgy. Don.
And listen, you
punk ass Don.
I'm guessing you're a punk, Don.
You're a punk.
But you're listening to the show.
Boxing match, so I can whip your ass, faggot.
Hey, listen, faggot. 57th and 7th. Why don't you come on down?
Why don't you look up a boxing match so I can whip your ass?
Hey, listen.
Faggot.
Hey, faggot. Hey, faggot.
Send you home to your homie looking wife, Freebag.
You sure do know a lot about the show.
That's because he's a big fan of the show.
Want to send you home to your wife, Freebag.
Hey, douchebag, you want to fight? 57th and 7th. You come up to the studios right now.
Kick your faggot ass.
Show you the real world, dumbass.
Hey.
Put up some money, you punk.
All right, I'm going to get rid of this other guy and just talk to this guy now. I'm just speaking with you now. I'm not going to put up
Is that Frank or did you hang up on the
I hung up on Frank.
Are you
put
sure?
Put up some money so I can whip your ass, you punk.
I'm not putting up any money. You come down here to the radio station today and I'll fight you.
You ain't going to fight. You're a little faggot.
I'll fight you on the air. I'll fight you on the air.
I
will fight you on the air.
You and your little son Bert, you guys are going to be gone. Nobody in New York wants you.
Come on down. Come on down.
Your ratings in New York suck.
You sure do listen a lot.
Because I want to be there. I want to be your last caller.
Come on down.
When you guys get thrown off the air.
Come on down here, dumbass.
I'm going to be the last caller.
Come on down here, dumbass.
Listen, I'll F you too. You love me, faggot.
I know you gotta say what happened. You ran out of gas. You don't remember me?
I'll F you too. You love me, faggot. You can't go dropping the F-bomb.
Huh?
You can't use the F word.
All right. It's
too bad.
To Mr. Nameless there, who started liberally using the F word halfway through.
Damn.
My goodness. There's a certain negative energy in the show today.
So much anger.
I haven't noticed.
I haven't either.
I'm afraid I started it. I apologize for that, Mike.
I thought it was Buzz.
The number of your last incoming call was 1-7-3-2-7-8-7.
Great. Pick up the last four digits there.
Oh. 1. This call was received on February 20 at 11:33 a.m.
I just want
to
give
activate the callback. Oh. Dial 1.
Right. Just get the number. The guy would like to really fight. I called him back.
He didn't seem to enjoy when you went down that way, but I'm sure that there will be copycats calling now.
Well, no. He's going to be the only guy that I fight with.
Right.
He's the only one today.
Hello?
The only other person I'd really like to fight with today is Ken.
Very good.
If Ken would like to come down the hall and roll up his sleeves, I'll fight him.
Ken was seemingly in a peaceful mood today, so you might catch him by surprise.
Absolutely. Okay. All right.
Christ. What a mess.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
If you guys don't stop being so mean, I'm not coming tomorrow.
Who's this, Liza?
Yeah.
Liza, apologize. We're not trying to be mean.
I've never heard you guys be so mean.
Liza, we're only being mean to those who are being mean to us.
I know, but you were so grumpy before.
But we were defending ourselves then.
But Liza, you have to know this place every day. How would you like to do your show from inside the collective rectum of a broadcasting company?
Liza, how big are your breasts?
I hope they're big enough to make you guys happy.
Yeah, well, I'd like to. Could you describe them?
They're 34 C's. I told you yesterday.
Yeah,
they're cute. They're not huge, but they're cute.
That's beautiful.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Liza, for you, I'll tone it down a notch. I'll turn it down a couple of notches.
Oh, I'm so happy because I'm so excited to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, we want you to play the game.
Yeah, you're gonna deal with a very happy environment tomorrow.
Okay. We want you to play the game, Liza.
And I hope we get some other contestants.
Yeah, we will. Okay. We will once I get all this out of my system.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Can't wait to see you guys. Bye.
Can't wait to see you, Liza.
Likewise.
Bye bye.
Don?
Yes, Mike.
That was Liza.
That sure was.
Cabaret.
Rob?
Sure do.
That's the Liza I'd love to keep out of the equation.
Hello.
I destroyed the fantasy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
It enhanced it for you, right, Rob?
Hello there.
Hello. Ask those douchebags. I drive a tractor trailer in the tri-state area. I listen to your show every day. It keeps me sane with all this stuff that goes on in your studio. This keeps me sane.
Thank you.
You know, people like that who don't get the show just kind of piss me off.
Well, thank you for your support. We can use those once in a while.
But listen, know this, my trucking friend, and I want to say truckers keep America rolling.
I couldn't agree more.
Right. I just want to say this. the people who really don't like us are the people who are not listening.
Right.
You know,
right.
If all these guys are calling and they're saying we suck, yet they know my wife's name, they know my kid's name, they know to call us DAs.
We have always been very aware of the people that love to hate us. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You know, as a matter of fact, one time, I think our last company that we worked for
right.
did a one of those, what do you call them, those
focus
group, something like that. And they found out that 50% of the people who listened to us loved us, and 50% of the people who listened to us hated us.
Wow.
And the people who hated us listened to us for longer periods of time
right.
than the people who loved us, because the people who hated us couldn't wait to hear what we were going to say next.
And the right. people that hated us, they hated us. But they liked what went on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, figure that out.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Idiots.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got to tell you, I'm here in New York, and when you guys first came on, I didn't like yous at all. But you definitely won me over.
Well, thanks.
That's very nice, very to the point, very simple, and we appreciate it.
There you go, guys.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, Mike, just calm down a little bit. Don, take it easy.
Yeah, okay, we're trying.
Right. I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
There you go, same as I.
There you go.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Same as I.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's going on?
Listen, greatest day of my life today.
Yeah, right. Sounds like it. Yeah, I mean, come on. Hey, listen, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Is this a bet, or did those guys actually hold you till like 11:05, you know, into the show in a meeting? Is that?
No.
We were here.
We were here. What happened was there was a huge technical problem with our station down in Washington that fed the network.
I know that, Mike. Don, you're the host, right?
Yeah.
And you would come in the show late. And I was like, man.
A couple of times that's happened, but today we were here, and that's why we were pissed that
right.
there are technical, you know, it's small niche.
Right,
so
you've got that absolutely right. Don is the host, and I empty the pee bucket.
Yeah, well,
that's the way
like
it works.
Peeing
that's
on you, right. man. I mean, come on.
No.
Anyone that holds the host, you know, until showtime.
I'm effing Arthur Treacher.
No doubt.
He doesn't know who Arthur
All right, listen. Look, hey,
you're going to have to, wow. you're gonna have to 90s that up a little bit.
I do that because I don't want him to know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Great fish.
He wouldn't even remember the Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Who is the guy that is the announcer on Leno?
Ed Hall.
I'm Ed Hall.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
And you know, I was going to say, you could refer to yourself as Alan Coulter, but Alan Coulter is a funny guy on Letterman's
show.
Yeah,
he's too much of a participant.
Yeah. Right.
Ed Hall doesn't participate hardly at all.
All Ed Hall does is go, here's Jay Leno.
Here's Jay Leno.
You could also be Tony Pig.
I'm Tony Pig.
Oh, hey, Regis.
Yeah.
Regis and Kelly Lee. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, it's Mike from Long Island. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Okay, I just want to, I mean, I'm like, I started like, my first listen to you guys, I didn't like you, but now you kind of won me over somewhat. But like, well, you
hey,
said,
I'm overwhelmed by that compliment.
Thank you very much.
Right. Wait, are you going to hang up on me already?
No.
As am I.
You just stole a line from Howard's movie, though. You said, it's the same line that he said, that 50% listened to him. And the other 50% don't like him. Listen longer. That's right from the movie. That's what I don't like about you guys.
Christ.
Do you legitimately believe that that is why that statement was made?
But you said it word for word.
Seen the Howard Stern movie.
I have seen the movie, and I swear to you, I didn't say the 50% thing. I have seen the movie. I don't even remember that from the movie.
It was line for line.
But I mean, I'm asking, I want to ask you, and completely honestly, because you bring up a very valid point. Do you really, I mean, you say that's what I don't like, because obviously you feel, let me finish.
Sure.
You obviously feel as though we're taking that from another show. Do you really believe that? Because, I mean, if you really believe that, I tell you,
I really
on my children's lives that is not true.
But it's word for word, though.
But to say 50% of the people that listen to this show like us and 50% of the people that listen to the show hate us?
And the ones that don't like us listen more, that was a perceptual study done by Emmis Broadcasting in 1989.
And, you know, the numbers were probably about 68% and probably about 42%. But, you say 50-50.
Line for line, though, from the movie.
But, yeah. I mean...
Okay. Right, because I live my life to come on this show every day and to quote lines from a Howard Stern movie.
Well, I'm sure you don't.
Now,
you guys been around how long? 16 years or something?
As a teen.
team, yes.
But the thing is,
but I mean, me longer than that. I've been in the radio business 26 years.
Right. See, I don't know you. I only know you guys from New York. I'm sure you
I'm
guys.
I'm telling you. Do you really think I'm sitting here? I'm sitting here doing the show, and I'm thinking, gee, what line from that fairy tale movie could I possibly steal and use on my own show?
It seems like you guys do a lot of things that I'm only familiar with the New York market.
So but
like
let me stop you. Wait, I got to stop you. Shut up for a second. I want to stop you before you make your next mundane point here, all right? I want to tell you that don't you think it's a little more logical, if you're going to be a little more analytical, don't you think you would maybe analyze an individual who cultivated an image that was predicated upon him inventing everything and everybody else stealing it? I mean, what? You're talking about a guy. Yeah, well, I know maybe the words are too large. I'm saying,
well, Mike, wait a minute.
Let me finish my point. You're talking about a guy that has cultivated an image, that has developed himself as a personality, who he invented everything. And everybody that does a similar job steals from him. And he pounds that into your head every single day of the week, and it's BS.
The only original thing, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of original things that you guys do, but the thing that you do that nobody else does is the live phone calls on.
Right. And why do you think that is?
That's original. Nobody else does.
There's a larger reason than that. There's a larger reason, because we can handle it.
Right.
And we can take uncensored phone calls.
Right.
And incidentally, your hero can't.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
But like Ron and Fez, like they had that big ass card. Don't you guys have something similar?
Okay, what you're doing is nitpicking, and I'm going to tell you something. This is no slam to Ron and Fez.
Right.
Do you know that 7-8 years ago, we started something on our show before you, my dim-witted friend, ever heard it, called the 4-Hour Club, where we sent out cards with people. Cards with numbers on them to get people to listen to the show.
Okay, well, they do the same thing. So I just know them.
You don't hear me on the air screaming, calling up, saying Ron and Fez are ripping us off.
Well, you should, because if they are...
Why? What the F does it matter?
Yeah.
What does it matter? Why does it matter to you?
Well, because you listen to radio.
Obviously, you listen to radio 24/7. You listen to a tremendous amount of radio, and most people don't. Most people listen for brief periods of time every day of the week.
I work on the road, so I always listen to a lot of talk.
But you're a radio. What we call a radio.
Here's all I want to say to you: the difference between us and all these other shows that might have a similarity is the fact that we've given you and every other douchebag that's called us today all kinds of airtime.
And you dig that? I mean, when you shut.
I'm still going to listen. I like you guys.
Well, I know. Frank, I don't care if you listen. I really don't.
Let me ask you one more quick question before you hang up.
No.
Come on. No. No.
What about no? Don't you understand when we say no?
I've entertained all of your questions to this point.
Have we given you a forum?
You did.
Have we? And now we're saying no. You can't. Why can't you honor that? Why can't you say okay, goodbye, guys?
Well, I'm going
to
say goodbye.
All right. Now, why do you have to ask? But you have to ask your last question because you are not a normal man. You are a man who is a radiophile who is obsessed with radio shows, and that is why. Just say goodbye. Just say goodbye, liar.
You never
say goodbye,
liar.
I swear to God.
Just say goodbye.
I'll say goodbye.
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 Oh, that went well.
There's a call we want to take, Candy. Candy?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
You want to play the game tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Is it safe to go down there?
Yeah,
I think we are frightening women.
It's very safe to come down. Don't worry. We're very masculine men.
Very safe.
We can obviously handle ourselves in any situation, huh?
Your anger. It was kind of sexy.
Oh.
Thank you.
Boy, I am so mad.
Candy. Yes. Candy, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Resemble anybody, but I mean, in a strange way, people have told me Little Kim because I have blonde hair and I'm a black girl.
Oh, I love that look. Beautiful. All right, you're in for the T-Tac toe tomorrow.
Yes.
Hold on a second. We'll get all your information.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Candy.
Thank you, honey. Candy.
It's amazing what
Candy.
A nice female voice will do for the show.
All right, we got a break. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Oops, what am I doing?
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I don't want to get you all wound up again, but, I mean, 11 o'clock, they play that little Joey thing from Friends, and that just looped over all the way until 11:10.
You know, that's not getting us going again, because really that, I can imagine that would drive anybody insane, and I guess that's what people in Washington, were any other people hearing it besides people in Washington? I don't know.
I mean, you guys played it down once you guys finally got it on live, but then, I mean, it was awful. Then we had the play from yesterday. You know, you guys talking about Arbitron. And
may I have a theory here? Perhaps that when it first went on and began to loop, perhaps the reaction time of the individual who was responsible for reporting it to the engineers was a little slower than it might have
been. We apologize. We're not there to handle that. Thank you, my friend.
No, Bob. You got it.
Maybe. Thanks for the call. Thank you. But the fighting
guy. Maybe it played once, twice,
hold
three,
on,
four
here.
Times.
The fighting guy's back on the phone.
Oh, good.
Fighting guy. Hey, fighting guy, turn your radio down.
Yeah, my radio's down. It's down.
All right, what do you want?
I want you, punk.
I told you today. What time are you going to be here?
What time you get off?
No, I won't do it on the air.
No, we're going to fight. We're going to fight, and I'm going to whip your punk ass.
Listen, we're going to fight on the air. If you want to fight, you fight on the air.
What happened?
If you want to fight me, you fight me on the air.
We're on
until fight on the air?
We're on until 3 o'clock.
You know why I won't go down there?
Why?
Because you're going to call the cops. You're scared.
I'll sign a waiver.
You're going to call the police.
I'll sign a waiver.
No, you won't come down here because you're a pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
Listen,
you're the pussy.
I'll sign a waiver.
Hey, your wife didn't think I was a pussy.
I will sign a waiver. I will sign over.
You don't remember me, do you?
Hey,
you
know, I will sign over all rights.
Can I ask you something? When you come down here to
shut up, dirty mouth.
Hey, bring your mama. Bring your mother down here because I'm horny.
Shut up, you brown.
Bring your mother. Bring your mother because I'm horny.
Hey, listen for the last time. I'm telling you today.
Left you because of your breath.
Anytime during the show. Anytime today.
You're just stinking breath. Mike.
Pussy.
Bring your mother
pussy.
Down here. I'm horny.
Hey, pussy.
Get out of this, you fat ass.
Hey, pussy. Pussy.
Hey, you know something?
Pussy
you
boy.
You steal that line from the Howard Stern movie.
Hey, hey, your mama pleases me
you
so
steal
good.
Everything.
Hey, pussy boy.
You're going to be original. That's why they're going to
so
take
good.
Your ass off the air.
You know I'm going to be original? I'm going to be original when I pound your ass into the ground.
I'm going to be your last caller to
okay.
say goodbye.
Oh, you know what? Oh, then
you're the Don and
You're not coming down to fight today?
I'm going to see. Why don't you come down to where I live?
Hey, all right. How about you just
you
send your mom?
You got my phone number. You got my phone number.
Well,
you know where I live.
Why don't you tell what city do you live in?
I live in the Bronx. You got my phone number.
Hold on. Rob, get this guy's address.
All right.
Hold on. Off the air. Let me get your address. Hold on, please. Line 4. Get the guy's address.
I'm going to get the address. I've been called a lot of things. I never knew I had brown teeth before.
We've been trying to keep it from you.
Always thought I had wonderful pearly whites.
Okay, and what's your phone number again? Let me verify.
This is too funny.
No, I don't have the last 4 digits.
Oh, my God.
Mike, here's news about the loop. You're wondering other cities. Here is Scott in Spokane, Washington. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, we got the loop here, too. We picked it up. It just kept going over and over. We picked it up about the time that you were talking about the list of things that you hate about that place every time you come in.
How many times did you hear it play back, you figure?
8 or 10.
8 or 7.
It didn't. We never got the opening, the door, or Rob's introduction.
It
kept doing the Joey loop and
God.
Over and over. And then it kicked in. So we thought that, because they've done that before when you guys were late, so we thought it was, and then it came in, so I mean, it sounded like a rerun until people started calling. And
thanks. Listen, thank you, my friend.
Sorry.
He wants to meet me at a hardware store?
That's where he is right now. He wouldn't give me the address, just the name of the business.
He doesn't want to give you his where he lives. I mean, of course he doesn't want to give you that.
Well, someone out there, go to the hardware store at 188th Street.
No, it's called 188th Hardware. That's the name of the business.
188th Hardware. Someone go down there and find this guy, Mike, and bring him by the station. Any of our listeners, you want a prize? Go down to this hardware store, find this guy, and bring him up here today.
Get some hammers.
I swear, I'll sign the waiver.
Sure.
I don't care. I'll fight the guy.
You're just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
You got that right, baby. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I know, we got a break. We should have broke an hour ago. What does it matter? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say for you guys to whoop that goddamn guy's ass.
I will.
Thank you.
All right. Someone go down to the hardware store and find him. Last call here. Don and Mike, hello? Turn your radio down, please. Please?
Sounds like he's got it between two pillows.
Hello? Hello? I'm trying very hard.
I won't kick your ass.
Hello? Don and Mike Show.
I want to kick his ass.
Well, I don't know who was on that line.
All right, well, we got to... You're right, Rob.
What a violent opening today.
My apologies. I am a peace-loving man. I truly am.
It's been a long, long time.
I'm simply a man who's been pushed to the edge.
A man who's been pushed to his limits.
Pushed to my limits.
877-365-3636.
Not me.
212-432-1067. Or 877-692-1027.
I have no desire to kick anybody's ass.
Be the 100th caller right now. And, you know, we still do need the girls for the tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, whatever.
What we're going to do is we'll chill out here, and we'll come back, and we'll do more of the show. Right, what are you doing?
Kissing my fist.
Uh-oh. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned. Expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly. Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy!
You're just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
That's right.
Hey, hello. My voice is coming back today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
I just wanted to say, although I had nothing to do with your problem this morning, I am scared to death for New Yorkers today if you go out in the street tonight.
Yeah, it's a good move.
I'm going to be on your streets at 3 o'clock today.
We're going to keep in mind.
Well, thank God I live on the island. I'm not going anywhere near New York City tonight because I know the mood that you're in today.
I know. We're going bowling tonight.
Yeah, look out.
You better not heckle us tonight.
Beware.
I'll bring a lot of cigars and Jameson. How's that?
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That old friend is comforting me.
Thank you. Let me just say this right. Look out, pedestrians, when I get out of here.
That's
today.
Right. Dad, you won't be in a car. Look out, cars. You'll be a pedestrian.
No.
You'll be hitting cars with your knees.
No, don't forget, I drive now.
Oh, my God.
My car is in the garage right down the street.
That's
the
right.
The 8-cylinder death machine.
You've been warned.
Watch out, new pedestrians of Gotham.
You're also wanted by the Secaucus, New Jersey police.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Don, are you okay?
No.
You're scaring me.
No, I'm not okay. Do I sound like I'm okay?
No, you're scaring me.
I'm out of my friggin' mind.
Oh.
Are you going to participate in our show tomorrow?
No, I have to work.
Dumb bitch!
Oh, now stop. Now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
We need some women to call and do that right now.
Now, listen.
You have any friends that can do that?
You don't know. You don't know what it's like to work here.
It's easy.
You don't know what it's like to work. Every day they F something else up. Every day they F something
else.
Hey, listen to her voice. She's seeking comfort.
Every day they F something else up around here.
Joe
Ardinger, would you key the microphone? Joe, anybody at WJFK?
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. What's happening there?
We're trying to figure that out. We don't understand the looping problem either.
Oh, so my question, Charlie, was the problem we had at the beginning of the show, did that happen again when we came out of commercial break?
The same exact problem.
Same, wow. That's okay.
Same, right,
that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted to do.
All right,
find
you.
Out what was going on.
Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
And here in New York, you see, they thought we were goofing around.
Yeah, right.
They thought we were playing that technical difficulties tape like as a rejoinder tape.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. But didn't you come back at the time you were supposed to come back?
Yes.
And then Johnny came and said, we have 15 seconds like we came back too early. Is that... Johnny, what happened with that? Sorry, guys. I just want to get this in my own mind. So I'm curious.
I really don't
Once
know.
Once we realized you guys weren't screwing around, I'm like, give me 15 seconds. I'll get you on the air. And
I mean, so when we came back, you heard that.
You guys came back.
Because it wasn't the normal... type of production elements you would hear. Okay,
no, you guys came back perfectly, and then I thought your, you know, one of your tapes you come back with was we're experiencing technical
because John wasn't used to hearing the technical difficulties.
My God. Okay, well then let's. Wow. You know what? See, look at this, everybody. How about this? I'm not mad. I'm not yelling. I'm not screaming.
I'm not either, and I'll tell you why I'm not, because this is a problem that obviously is a major technical issue with our signal that emanates out of Washington, D.C. to the network, and we're all trying to deal with it. Yeah. This is an engineering issue.
So,
let's get an effing engineer on the air.
Serenity now.
Very nice.
And here, let's take it from the top.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Are we on the air?
Here we go. I'm one step away from just bagging it today.
I'm not busting balls up here, all right? But I'm going to tell you, if there is a certain commercial time limit that people are keeping track of,
yeah,
then they should just, you know, rejoin us, and that should be it. I mean, we're not, I don't think you ever have planned on goofing around coming out of commercials since I've known you for 16 years.
Nah, but I mean, I understand what's happening.
I understand what's happening, too, but just if everybody keeps track, we're all set.
It's just the worst show we've ever done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Listen, I know, I'm real sorry about this.
Listen, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Hey, great, you won the Britney Spears CD.
Hey.
Because we care. Because
hey.
We care. The Britney Spears CD, Britney, CD from her debut movie Crossroads, that is courtesy of Paramount Pictures.
Fantastic.
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for bearing with us through this very tough day of broadcasting.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Of course.
I listened to you guys on the overnight show here in New York.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, with this Arbitron ratings thing, are you guys going to XM?
Satellite radio?
Yeah.
God knows it's a viable option.
Well, because, like, you know, you guys play commercials for the competition, and then all of a sudden you...
Listen, I had a meeting that you would not believe with the people of the management of this company, but behind the scenes. Because I'm the program director of the Washington station, and I said to them at the time, I said, why are you running commercials for XM?
Right.
You're running commercials, it's like if ABC runs an ad for NBC.
Right.
And the reason was, well... The money's green.
Right.
The money's green. I think for us, maybe at whenever our contract situation is resolved, XM could be a viable option for us that we wouldn't have to worry about commercials, and we wouldn't have to worry about cussing, and we wouldn't have to worry about content. The problem, I think, with XM is that, first off, the freaking thing costs $300.
Yeah, and we all have, like any investor, you have to wait and see whether it flies or not. Right?
And I don't know, frankly, I don't know if people are going to want to pay to hear radio. I mean, you're used to getting radio for free there. They use the analogy that, well, people buy cable now.
Right.
But I'm saying that what you get on cable is so much better than what you get on regular TV.
Well, you know, if I had to pay $10 a month to hear you guys curse and no commercials, I'll pay
$20. All right, there you go.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Okay, now Bruce Kelly.
Now we're going to try to... is that what he's working at, XM?
Yeah, remember, he's anti-terrestrial radio now, which is what you guys do, terrestrial radio.
There you go.
We are going to try to get the show back on track now.
Right.
Again, the hard sell for tomorrow's T-Tac-Toe.
Got a few girls signed up for this tomorrow.
Got a couple of girls. Need more. Giving away $1,000. Tomorrow, right here on the floor, we're going to have a giant 9x9 Hollywood Squares type rig. Cool. Girls answer questions. You got to be topless and shoeless. Barefoot.
Barefoot.
Right. Barefoot. For every question you get correct, you get to dip your boob in some paint and put your nipple right down there on the square of your choice.
It would be fantastic.
First girl to get three in a row, diagonally, up and down, you know, horizontally, vertically, wins $1,000.
It will be exciting.
Wow. That's tomorrow. We can take up to 25
girls
for this contest. Ideally, I think it would work best if we had like 5 girls.
Ah, beautiful girls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You could go horizontal. You could go vertical.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Guys, what's up?
Hey.
I just want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
You complain about the ratings, okay? But now we see that even without the ratings, your show's going way down the tubes. I mean, I'm in New York, okay?
Not today, man.
You know what?
That would be a copycat
caller. Mm-hmm. And I'm not complaining about the ratings. I am not complaining about
the number of people listening to the show.
No, not at all.
I am complaining about the fact that the company has not decided to renew, has decided to not renew the contract with Arbitron. So when the ratings in New York are released on Friday,
right,
we will have no way of knowing how many or how few people are in fact listening to the show.
Thank you for calmly explaining that.
Yes. That is my complaint. Yeah. But thanks again to one of the, you know, to one of the millions who listen to this show every day.
Right.
But seem to hate it.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I was just hoping that, you know, as the Don and Mike world crumbles around you, you're keeping your eyes on the prize.
I don't exactly know what that means, sir.
Well, I think from the rubble of the Don and Mike show, we're going to see rise the Buzz Burbank show.
We all go down together, sir.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, thank you. There's right. more positive news here.
Yes.
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah.
No.
Not worth it, man.
No,
unleash on me if you want.
No. So you just come at a bad time, Gabe.
Yeah.
You seem to call it at a very, very inopportune,
very bad time.
You call it a time, Gabe, when perhaps, you know, we're maybe a little down right now.
Yeah. And maybe the biting humor is a little inappropriate.
I don't think that's all right. Don't worry about
what
it.
What I was going to say had something to do with my taint.
Don't worry about it.
You want me to do something to your taint?
Yeah, that's right. Now, Gabe, I don't think we have to go any further with it. You understand it perfectly.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't know what to tell Gabe to do to my taint that wouldn't get me bleeped.
Yeah. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We'll talk.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you wanted some cheese.
To go with that wine. Yeah, to go with that wine.
Well, you know, you're going to get the people that are the hangers on, the copycats that still want to party in the face that I'm seeing now.
Listen,
says you still want to party.
No. The deal is, I'm telling you, the one guy I'm going to fight is the guy from the hardware store.
Right.
The rest of you guys, you know what? You're all copycats.
Yes, you're not original.
It's like when you have a guy.
Even the guy from the hardware store is not an original.
No, the original was the guy Frank.
And Frank, right. But Frank was monosyllabic, and we really couldn't get it going with Frank.
Right.
And then the other guy called, the guy that we still don't have a name for.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know that I'm originally from Canada. And I go to school here. And when I used to go home for vacation, I always used to listen to you guys on the net. And now that I finally moved here, I really appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thanks.
And I just want to let you, I mean, if you think about it this way, okay, some people are driving around for a living. Some people work night shifts for a living.
Right.
You guys are lucky enough to sit in a nice studio,
right,
have people run around, get you coffee.
I'm standing, and I get my own drinks.
Look at it, you know, the job is great, and now you don't have to care about ratings. You can just do whatever the heck you want and get paid for it.
See, here's the, but listen, come on, can I be serious with you for a second? I agree. The job is great, and we are making...
I don't think you need to be serious with this guy.
But I got
to
tell this guy something.
When Rob gave me something to read, I don't think they'd put that on the air.
I got
to
tell you something, though.
If I said, give my taint a labial treatment, that wouldn't get on the air.
No, they'd delete that out.
No, right. I don't think...
I just have to tell you something, that even though the company is not subscribing to the ratings company, we're still going to do a great show because we still want to get good ratings, even though the company ain't paying for them.
Talk about our lives.
I understand that,
okay.
But I mean, you guys work on your comedy, but it's something you enjoy. It's like you do it for yourself more. You entertain yourself, and as you're entertaining yourself, you're entertaining people.
I have.
Excuse us for having jobs that we like.
Well, I've actually...
I'm not complaining.
I've actually gotten very good at entertaining myself.
Yes.
almost to the point where I'm getting bored with myself.
That's bad.
Sexually.
Well, use your other hand.
I can't.
But I'm saying if you guys are having a good time, that means you don't have to worry about ratings. Once you know you're having a good time, you know everybody else is.
Well, who is this? A goddamn Dr. Phil?
He's from Canada.
Okay. All right. Yeah, right. Canadians.
I mean, I really do believe I'm getting bored with myself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I want to thank you for far exceeding my expectations today.
Why?
Well, seeing as how you guys get judged by ratings, and ratings really don't matter anymore, I figured that there's nothing for you guys to really do.
You win the prize for overthinking your bit today.
But hold on a second. I think this guy's going to make a valid point.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce my taint to his denial, his dental character. I blew it.
My expectations were for a sucky show, and you guys are as far as seated after that.
Thank you, my friend.
Taint.
Listen to what the... Will you stop talking about your taint? And listen,
bored with my taint.
What this guy...
Mike's taint.
You know what? No, I'm not bored with my taint. I haven't haven't explored my tank. Oh. Maybe I'll do that when I'm alone.
What this guy is saying is that he thought yesterday, after we announced that the ratings were no longer going to...
I don't give a rat's ass what he said.
Well, no, he was making a nice point.
I want to talk about my tank.
He was saying that he thought the show would suck because we don't have the ratings to worry about, and yet he is entertained by the show today.
Paint my tank.
Is that what Mike's tank?
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric.
Very nice call. Good call, Eric. I'm tired of the whole, you know, people listen when they're here, the analysis. I want to, you know, I'm thinking more about my tank.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
And now, congratulations, Mike. You got me thinking about your tank now.
Yeah. You know what I call it?
What?
I call it Saint Tank.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how do you guys do? Well, I shouldn't ask how you're doing.
No, come on. We're doing fine.
Why don't you ask me how my taint's doing?
Mike, you got to get that straight. The taint is on a woman. It's between
No. The taint is on the man. It's between the A's and the B's.
Well, the saying always went that it taint Z and it taint A.
No, wrong. You can't come anywhere near my Saint Taint.
We once had a woman tell us years and years ago.
Yeah, I had a woman tell me this personally
at a convention. Well, I'm gonna make you spit out.
How do you remember that? How do you remember where? I guess it was a big deal that I made of it.
I remember her name. I won't burn you with her name, but I even remember her name.
I've completely forgotten her name.
You remember her name, right? You were writing it down. You remember her name,
you know? And she said, "I'd like to." Your taint.
Wow. She said this to Mike, and I said to Mike,
I got all faint.
And I said to when Mike came to me later that night and said, "Wow, you won't believe what this woman said to me."
Right.
I said, "Huh? She wants to do what to your what?" And he said, "Your taint." And I went,
"You know that space between your D and B's."
And I said,
"I mean your A and B's."
I had never heard.
I specifically said when I pressed her on it, she said, "You know that spot between your AH and your B's." That's what she said.
And she wanted to do stuff to you there.
Yes. And you know, I was excited by it,
of course.
But it never happened. And we always speculated. Well, we speculated for months after that when this particular woman would come to work with her face in a state of
herpetic
outbreak. We had both said, what a wonderful idea it would have been. However, what a horrible mistake it would have been at the same time.
If she would have visited your taint,
I would have probably, you know, felt like I'd been rubbing in poison ivy for the rest of my life.
Because this girl came in, I mean, every other day it was like this big, bulbous thing on her lip.
Really, really nasty. And Dom would forever say to me, "Hey, she was the one that wanted to you and the aunt."
Thank God.
Right.
Thank God you had some self-restraint.
And those were the days of very little self-restraint.
Was between the first and second.
I don't know when it was.
It was. No, yeah. It was
between the first and second.
When you were on the prowl.
Yes, I was.
But it could have been yours.
But there was a voice in my head that said, bad judgment. Even though this idea may appeal to you, do not do it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
I want to speak to Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mikey.
Yay.
I don't know if it was the long weekend or the fact that there's no more ratings, but you sound great this week, bro.
Well, thank you very much. I
thought you were going to kill yourself.
Thank you. You know, thank you. I do feel better this week. Yeah, I do feel better this week. A lot of that has to do... I got to move by this part, though. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I had a good weekend with my wife, and I can't really hinge my emotional state to that, but I'm working on that, sir.
Let's see. Who is this? Bob? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Bob, buddy.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can barely hear you.
I thought he was a recording for a minute.
What can we do for you?
Hello.
Two quick points.
Yes.
The tape.
A new listener, and I love you.
You're a new listener. Where are you from?
Fairmont, West Virginia.
God bless you.
Slowly peel back the protective covering on the tape.
Hey, you guys think it's tough doing a radio show with no ratings? Try selling radio with no ratings.
Yeah, I know our salespeople are the ones who are really going to be screwed.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I do for a living, but unfortunately for a competitor.
Oh, so you work for a different radio station?
Yes.
Okay. In an average day, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In an average day, how many cigarettes do you smoke?
Two packs.
Wow. Two packs. Okay, now let's guess. I'm going to guess.
Wish we had the harmonizer.
I'm going to guess Marlboro Red.
No.
He's a menthol. Are you a menthol smoker?
Cigarette.
What?
Can't affect the voice with those Marlboro Reds. I got to keep the light cigarettes going.
Oh, Marlboro Lights?
Well, I switched from Marlboro Lights to Doral Lights because they're cheaper.
Cheaper.
Radio, that's important.
And easier on your throat.
Much easier on the throat.
All right, so you work for another radio station.
Yes.
And tell me something. The radio station that you work for, the company that you work for, do they subscribe to the Arbitron ratings?
No, they don't.
Wow, that makes it tough for you, doesn't it?
Well, we're constantly getting memos about selling without the numbers, you know, that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to be going through here very soon.
It's fun.
All right, thanks, my friend.
All right.
I always like it when someone who works at a competing station calls us up.
I forgot to ask him how his taint was. Warn him that he should worry if it becomes discolored or smells of cabbage.
Are you speaking from personal experience there?
No, I believe the man next to me is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. For hi, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm from New York, and I love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Something else. Now that you don't have any ratings, Buzz could play his game now, right?
His jumble?
Yes.
It's
Buzz,
been discussed.
Now that there is no pressure about getting ratings, since right. The company doesn't subscribe anymore, yes, Buzz, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listen,
rat out Buzz again, but earlier in the show when we were raving out, I believe I may have observed Buzz fingering his narcotics.
My good friend. No, actually, it's peanuts.
Oh, it's peanuts.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Sure. Buzz can get himself one of them Maharishi Yoga big water pipes in here.
Cool.
Buzz, as far as I'm concerned.
Is that a bag of peanuts that you got out of the machine, or is that a peanuts that you brought it in a bag?
Threw it in the bag from home. Leaving
oh, okay.
A little snack.
As far as I'm concerned, Buzz can get himself
my good friend.
One of them water pipes.
Like a hookah.
Yeah.
I never get a chance to see Buzz unless we're in New York.
He can actually sit here. He can get high. He can watch his porno.
Right.
He can do his jumbles. He can do, Buzz.
That is so great.
Whatever you want to do.
And now, you know, much like the cheap guy at the movie theater, he's bringing his own snacks.
We'll get him a hookah and a big mushroom to sit on, just like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Nothing to do with cheese.
Just do the jumble eating your peanuts.
Now, think of the guy in, do you know the movie Entrapment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the guy who Catherine Zeta-Jones is stealing the paintings for?
Right.
The big, although Buzz doesn't look like that guy, you know the big fat guy who was like wearing a big diaper?
Right.
And he was sitting there like smoking opium or something?
Yes, the same guy that peed in Dances with Wolves. He played the crazy general. Look at me! I've blanked myself.
That's, as a matter of fact, Buzz, if you want to soil yourself, feel free.
Hey, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike. It just doesn't matter anymore.
Such freedom.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's terrific.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay.
My girlfriend's got three nipples, and I'm just curious if she comes in for this tic-tac-toe thing, will she get $1,500 rather than $1,000?
If she has three nipples, yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
All right, I'll have her call back in the next half hour.
No, you're not telling the truth. Are you really? Is she really going to call back?
Tell him the truth. I will call back.
All right, thank you.
No, I'll have her call.
No,
all
he right. was just thank doing that for the benefit of saying to the world that his girlfriend has three nipples.
We'll see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye.
Hello. Where am I going here? Don and Mike, we got a break again?
Yes.
Of course we do. Hello.
10 minutes ago.
Don and Mike.
Natural.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, old Rob.
How you doing?
Don, I'm going to be at the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah.
Tell that DA that wanted to fight you that he can meet me there.
Oh, isn't that nice? The all guy's right. watching your back. That's very noble of you, sir.
Friend.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's right. Let me see. Wheel tonight. Be at...
We're going to be in Aberdeen, New Jersey.
The AMF. Nice.
At the Something More Lanes.
AMC Strathmore.
The Strathmore Lanes in a beautiful, scenic Aberdeen, New Jersey.
Thank you. I got no card on that, but thank you for...
Just off of Route what, Rob?
The big road.
The big road that goes right by the bowling alley.
Oh, well, we're looking it up right now. Hold on a second.
Somebody brought his bowling shirt on this trip.
Hey.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, I did.
Good work, Mike.
Well... Lisa, any idea where we're going tonight?
Incidentally, for all you bowlers out there, and this is for adults only, before you bowl, always remember, wax your taint.
We are going to be at the AMF Strathmore in Aberdeen, New Jersey on Highway 34.
Ah, it's a lovely, lovely lane, I understand.
We'll be there tonight. Our balls will hit the floor at 8 o'clock. Now, listen, we got a break because we went an hour with the meltdown here at the beginning of the show. When we come back, we need to get more girls for the tic-tac-toe.
Absolutely.
Also today, now, you know, I did have a great show. Look at this thing. Why do I waste time? Can I,
I don't know.
Because you do, because you every care. Day, can normally, I? you go by that little sheet.
Why do I waste the time? I get the card, I get the different color little,
Look how beautifully magic, organized that is.
Because you care. Magic markers, I have it here. First break, open hard sell for T-Tac-Toe. Mm-hmm. Bowling tonight, talk about Jason Williams. We've not talked about Jason Williams.
No.
Talk about, listen, honking in New York. Everybody tells me you can't honk your horn in New York City. Bull ass, I drove into city last night. I got honked out 1,000 times. I wanted to call the Star Wars geeks today. We got to get the Craig Wilson column on the air. For God's sake, I got a Black History Month segment for today's show.
Yes.
That we got to get to. So we got to get the show back on track time-wise. Mm-hmm. We got to do it. So we're going to break.
And then do one of the things that you mentioned.
Yes. Oh, and we got a great piece of jail mail.
Yes.
Oh,
very good.
A great piece of jail mail. So we're going to get to this. We need the girls for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, you're repeating yourself, and we're not getting to our commercial break.
We got at least 3 girls now. We need more. Call us if you want to play. What are you pointing at?
Look at that clock.
The clock, Mike? I answer to no clock. I'm just a regular guy.
Taint my business.
With nothing left to lose.
Taint.
What is it then?
Taint knows buddy's business if I do.
I'm
just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Right.
And I'm looking for but I have the job. See, there's another line in the movie that appeals to me that I like because it really is me. I'm looking for as little responsibility as possible. And I've been living that dream for 16 years.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
As always,
they'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
How's your taint?
It's wonderful. It was so good during that commercial break.
It was a generic question. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello.
Lisa?
Yes.
You want to play the game tomorrow?
I do.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
36 D's.
Oh, we'll have to get more paint.
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Lisa?
New Jersey.
Aren't you beautiful? Aren't you beautiful for calling and for playing the game? Who's the celeb you think you most resemble? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing? Because I said she's beautiful?
Aren't you beautiful? Aren't you a pretty girl?
Like, you know what? I meant that as, aren't you beautiful? Like, with the sea of a-holes that we...
beautiful.
With the sea of a-holes that we have been swimming through today.
Aren't you a pretty girl? In her heart.
Listen, she's a beautiful person.
Are you beautiful?
That's right. You're beautiful. Aren't you beautiful, Lisa?
No, I'm not beautiful.
You're not?
No. Are you ugly?
No, I'm not ugly.
You're fuggly?
No.
You got a nice body, though, right?
I have big boobs.
Come on down. Come on down. We'll see you tomorrow for the game, honey. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Mike?
Well, I'm just having a good time. Having a good time.
Watch it.
Time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to know what time, who's going to be at the bowling alley tonight?
Tonight, all of us.
Tonight,
everybody. Everybody on the show bowls.
Don, Mike, Rob, Lisa, I believe Buzz will be there.
Dude, that's awesome. I live right down the road from there. I'm so excited.
Well, come on down. We'll see you tonight.
Bring your friends.
On Route
34, man.
Route 34, yeah. What? Our balls hit the floor at 8 o'clock. We always have a good time. We'll come out. We drink with you guys. We shoot the ass.
How close is that to the big city, sir?
About 40 minutes.
40 minutes. And we wouldn't mind some people rooting for us.
That'd be nice. Right.
For a change.
That'd be real nice.
Because most times...
I'll root if I can get a t-shirt, man.
Oh.
You can get a t-shirt. I'll root for free.
All right, thank you. We ain't got no t-shirts.
Is it a nice alley? Is it modern?
It's a little trashy. It's all right.
No, it's probably what we're used to.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That's tonight, the AMF Strathmore, Aberdeen, New Jersey, Highway 34. We'll be there at 8. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you.
All right, man. Just keep your tank clean.
Well, I always do.
Talk to Mike about that, please.
Absolutely.
Don't talk to me about that. Incidentally, you could eat off mine.
Same here.
Not that you wouldn't want to.
Same here. You could have relatives eat off mine.
Not that you would want to, I should say.
You could serve Thanksgiving dinner off mine. Better than the finest china.
Hello, V?
Yeah.
Hi, V.
Who wants dressed
up? How are you?
Is this our V?
This is Jervy.
V, baby.
How are you guys?
V, I put out the call for you.
I heard you. I was on the train.
Are you going to play the game tomorrow?
I would love to, but I have a deposition.
Oh. You have a deposition?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
You have a deposition?
Yeah, I can't get out of it. It's a reschedule.
Are you, now, when you give a deposition, are you in there, like, asking the questions? Are you giving the deposition, or are you typing into a machine?
No, actually, I am the one that they're depositioning.
Whoa, you're being deposed. Oh,
hopefully it's nothing too serious.
No, it's the case.
What time you got to be in there, honey?
Actually, I got to be there at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be in there for a while. So I would hate to commit to something and not show up like some girls do.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, if you can make it, come on by.
But you know what? Can I just say something?
Yes.
I encourage all the women around the New York area, New Jersey, to go in because it's quite an experience, and you won't be disappointed.
Thank you, V.
What a sweet thing to say.
That is nice.
Thank you, I love you guys.
We love you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Look, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, miss you, V. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
She gets the whole show in quite a lather when she
sure
calls.
She does.
Lady V. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
You're going to Mattawan today, so you got to go on Route 9 to 34.
Yeah.
On your way home or going to, there's a awesome go-go bar right in Sarah, about 5 minutes away, called Bourbon Street.
I'm hearing that there's like 25 great go-go bars right back where we're going.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And right behind Bourbon Street for Buzz is our XXX Theater.
Oh, excellent.
All right, thanks. So we'll go to the
go-go.
Wants
to stop there.
We'll go to the go-go bar and Buzz can go do his pee-wee thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, pee-wee.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Herman.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hey, I just called the guy at 188 Hardware.
Yeah.
And he's wondering when you're going down there.
No, come on.
I don't believe you, sir. You're lying.
I asked. Dead serious.
His
name is Mike.
I asked one of our listeners.
His name was Jerry.
I asked one of our listeners to go down to 188 Hardware.
Bring him to you.
Bring him to me. I will pay for the cab. Bring him to me. I will fight him on the radio. I will sign a waiver. That's right.
Put your fists up like the old John L. Sullivan. Right.
Bare knuckles time.
Bare knuckle brawl.
Waiting for you. And he told me to come down there with all my friends and make sure we buy something.
Make sure you buy some with some hardware.
That is hardware.
I can't blame the guy for plugging.
Well,
sure.
Call the dumbass back and tell him to you know, the only fighting. I'm not going to his hardware store to fight him. No. He comes here to the radio station. He wants to fight me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about my tape.
Bye bye. Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz, I got a question.
All right, go ahead.
I just want some help with today's jumble and the crossword, if you can.
They never forget, Buzz.
This is a relentless audience.
Call me in the office or
hello.
Have a down moment.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, what up?
You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's going on? I have a question for Buzz.
Again.
He's right here.
Let's see. How do you like your porn? Asian whores or exotic Indians? I'm just curious, man.
Exotic.
Okay, thank you. And your pot. You like the nice orange crystal-y things? You know, do you read High Times for a living?
No, I don't. I don't get the magazine.
I'll be honest, Buzz. How many times? Buzz has been on the cover of High Times more than Michael Jordan's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Why should I subscribe to a magazine I write a column for?
Hello. Donald Mike Show.
I have all his covers framed.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hotline, darling.
What was that?
It's the hotline guy.
Is this the hotline guy?
You mean the hotline guy from way back?
Yeah.
Hey, how come you never got the new hotline?
I'll call and give it to you. I'm going to give it to you off air. I don't want to give it to you
on air. He's going to call. Is he going to prove that he has it? But, I mean, you lost your bet because it was so late.
7-3.
Pardon me?
With 7-3.
You know, he's so high or so out of it, it's tough to communicate with him.
What's wrong with
him? Now, he claims he has the hotline number, but you know what? You remember you said you were going to get it like 2 months ago.
All right, well, let's say you do have it. Let's say you do have it. Hold on.
Wait.
Shut up for a minute. Let's say you do have it. You got it there, Rob?
Yeah, that's way off base already.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to let you give out a number on the radio that's not the hotline. What are the last 4 digits you have for the hotline?
Already gave out the first 3 now, and then I've been giving it up.
Let me take it off the air.
All right. Rob will take it off the air, and he'll tell you if you have it right. He really will, too.
And you know what we'll do? Hold on. We'll call the number, if you're so sure. Hold on a second.
Where is he, on 2?
Line 2.
This is trouble day. This is get it all out of the system today. Get all the troubled calls
no
out of the system.
No ass.
I mean, my God. And you know, now what I'm doing, though, I got a strategy in dealing with it.
Yeah. Rub your taint.
Just rubbing my taint.
Hello, Tony. Oh, hold on.
Not bored anymore, are you?
Rob, is that okay if I go to another line? Do I screw things up for you?
I think you just hung up on. Hello? Yeah, is that the number that you gave me? Okay. All right. Talk for a second.
Okay.
Talk
you want me to talk for a second?
Show today. This show today is, I swear to
it's
God,
like the worst show we've ever done.
Really one for the time capsule.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
It's a good thing, like, we're not auditioning for another company right now. It's a good thing there might not be other people from other radio companies judging the worth of this show right now.
Oh, goodness.
I don't recognize it.
Yeah.
All right, so he doesn't have it.
Hold on, let me go back. He's online, too. Hey, that number you got?
Right.
That ain't the hotline.
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to try it again.
Yeah, go ahead. You've been trying for a couple of months. You'll never get it, dumbass.
See you later.
They love it.
Bye-bye.
Never
see you
gonna
later.
Get it, never gonna get it.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Damon?
Yeah, who's this, Tony?
Yeah, hey.
Hi, Tony.
Don, that guy will kick your ass, man. What's his name again?
What guy, the hardware store guy?
Yeah.
Mike.
I don't know.
Tony, you sound like a big man. How big are you?
About 6'4".
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm from the Bronx. It might have been him. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, what's his name?
Pussy Boy. Pussy Boy Mike.
Pussy Boy.
Yeah, you calling to give us a little backup, Tony?
Not at all, man. I
didn't think so.
I think this guy...
Pussy.
Pardon me?
You are a pussy.
Yeah.
I am a pussy.
Yes,
why am I a pussy?
Again, no.
Pardon me?
You hung up on the guy earlier. He was getting ready to give it to you.
No, he was not ready to give it to me. I told him if he wants to fight, he comes down here to 57th and 7th, comes up to WNEW, and we fight on the air.
Well, I think he overwhelmed you, so you just hung up on him.
You know, you're a copycat. You don't count.
And I didn't hang up on him. I didn't hang up on him.
Just so, guys, but it's starting to fade away, though.
You're a copycat. You know, we've had these calls. We've had plenty of these calls.
If you don't like the show, then don't listen.
No, I like the show.
Well, then don't bust my balls.
That's another thing. I hate when you say that, but while you're listening, if you don't like the show.
Well, that's a valid question.
I like the show, but I don't like all of the shows.
Well, then great. Don't listen to the part you don't like.
Oh, rub on my taint till it's angry.
Rub on
my taint till it's red.
Let me give you a perfect example.
Saint Tate wants you to rub it, so rub it until you are dead.
Your name is Tony?
Yeah, it is.
Tony, you see, I have decided I don't like you. So watch what I do, Tony, when there's something I don't like or someone I don't like.
You hang up on him, right?
Right.
There we go.
There you go.
Bye, Tony.
Rub on my taint, little Tony. Let's go to Jim from Seattle. Hey, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
You should really think twice about maybe going down to the hardware store just so you can paint your taint.
Thank you, my
gallon
friend.
Of tin paint.
Dutch, Don and Mike show. Hello,
hey,
Dutch.
Dutch boy.
Dutch.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hi, Dutch.
Hey, Dutchie.
Hey, it sounded like you had some small problems. Didn't know if you wanted one of New Jersey's finest to kind of just stop by, say hi.
You mean tonight at the bowling alley?
Sure.
Yeah, please do. All law enforcement personnel are welcome.
Although, I must tell you something. We've had guys calling to threaten to fight on the show for years and years and years. And it's always the same. I mean, it never happens.
Well, of course, we wouldn't want it to taint your event, so to speak.
And we must tell the truth that if they do show up to fight, most of those people that do that end up incarcerated for the rest of their lives.
They do.
They're arrested by our big, beefy security personnel.
But yes, Dutch, come on out. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say that earlier on the show when they had that Joey reel going over and over again.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, it was just beautiful to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
After that, I'll lick your taint any day.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what that has to do with the Joey tape.
I don't know, but he wanted to do something on my taint.
Joey from Friends. God, you're a fag. Wow. They said you wanted to lick your taint, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I went to wet.
Well, if nothing else, it's flattering.
It is. Very flattering.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm in the full love mode right now.
Hello? Hello? Oh, for Christ's sake. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, across the street from where you're bowling tonight is a place called DA Subs.
The funniest call of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
You are kidding me. Is there really a place called DA Subs?
Yeah, right across the street from the Blockbuster in the Plaza of your bone.
There's dinner.
We gotta That's get our,
fantastic.
You know, we got to get our picture taken there.
Yep, picture in front of DA Subs.
We really
can't
have
miss
you.
It. Big red letters.
Right. That's great.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye.
Hello, Don of Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm going to be coming back tonight. This is the advertising exec.
Pardon me?
This is the guy with the rotating ads.
Yeah, he had all the ads, the very funny ads at Beaumont.
Oh, the guy at the Beaumont. Right. Are you coming with more ads tonight?
Yeah, Chuck Fall, Stack Fall.
All right, see you tonight.
So, great. Yeah, have to go Balls.
See you there tonight. Our Balls hit the...
Balls.
Balls will hit the floor at 8 o'clock tonight. We've got at least 4 girls now for tomorrow's Teat Tack Toe.
Good.
For $1,000. Girls, you want to play? Call us. Let us know. We'll play the game on the air tomorrow. You know what? The deal is that, like today, I let myself go. I let my guard down at the beginning. And we started fighting with people. And once we start fighting with people, all the guys who like piling on call.
Yeah, and it becomes it actually takes over the show.
And you know what? I like it for a couple of hours. But after a couple hours, I don't dig it anymore.
No.
I'm tired of it. So
I sure like it at the beginning. Yeah, at the beginning, especially when it hasn't happened in a while, at the beginning, it is fun. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, it's probably tough to listen to because you and I are kind of like getting in each other's way. We get into it so much. So
it's been a long time since we had like an all-fight show. I'm going to break that up now.
Good.
I'm going to say that from now on, we're not doing the all-fight show. We have 3 breaks, 4 news?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well then, here's what we're going to do in the 3 breaks before the news.
Very good.
We're going to go to our jail mail in no particular order. We have a great Craig Wilson column.
Excellent.
And for the African-Americans listening, I realize it is February 20th.
Almost the end of Black History Month.
And listen, let me just say something to my brothers and sisters. Don't I know that the white man selects the month that only has 28 days in it to be Black History Month?
Yeah, I mean, that's just another example of the white man keeping people down.
Don't I know that? Trini. See what I'm doing here? Black power.
Right.
I'm with you. Don't think I don't know that. Don't think I don't know that they didn't pick June or July, a month with 30 or 31 days.
Or how about, you know, go so much as pick one of the months that has 32 days in it.
And you know what they say to the black folk? They say, well, you know what? Once every 4 years, you'll get a month with 29 days.
Yeah. How exciting.
Well, we have not celebrated Black History Month thus far on the show.
Right.
We will.
Good.
And we will start today. For the next 8 days, well, we're not on the weekends, but for the next, at least until the 28th, every show, we promise you, one feature.
Very good.
Involving Black History Month.
I think that is admirable.
And I don't want to give anything away. Unless you want to listen to the rest of the show today. Today's segment on Black History will feature our friend, Rob Spiewak.
Huh. That's right.
That's all I want to say.
All right, now I'll be watching you guys. I don't know what
you're
going to
like this. You're going to like it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, you're going to like it.
There is trouble afoot.
Yeah. You're going to like it.
Very good.
You are going to like it. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who are that dang old internet, man? You just go on there and point and click. Get in there and talk about www.com. You got then that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's like all those dumb Dale Earnhardt shirts that you see everywhere. God needed another driver.
That's right, man.
That's why he ran his car into the wall at Daytona. Because God was on the phone. Hey, Dale Earnhardt, God here. I got a race going this weekend.
Need a driver up here in heaven.
Need a driver.
So get ye up here.
God here.
Tomorrow on the show, you've heard us talk about it. Teat Tack Toe.
Yeah. We're inviting all lovely ladies with lovely breasts to come down to the WNEW studios.
All girls, all the time. You got to be topless. You got to be
barefoot.
Barefoot. I keep wanting to say shoeless.
Barefoot is more appropriate.
But topless and shoeless go together. Yes. Topless, shoeless.
That's how we like them. Barefoot and pregnant is what I was always thinking. And that really probably, we don't want pregnant women.
We don't want, although sometimes they do have the best boobs.
Are they forbidden from the contest?
No. Let me just say, like all nudity on this show.
Oh.
But you know, sometimes, pregnancy, you do that.
Pregnancy, I believe,
And I think we've allowed it on the show up until mommy's really starting to show.
Yeah, right. I think it's, you know, you're a dad, I'm a dad. It's just some about it, I don't know.
But I mean, if a girl, you know, let's say a girl's like 3 months, and she's not really showing a lot. But
then it's okay.
But damn.
How about 2 months?
The boob fairies come.
Yeah. Well, see, sometimes the boob fairy can come earlier in the pregnancy.
Then even better.
So maybe, let's say 2 months. You want to say 2 months?
Well, we split the difference and make it 10 weeks.
Okay, 10 weeks is
10 weeks.
Yeah, very good.
So there's a pregnant chick out there, 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Are you listening, Carrie?
Or, you know, or listen, maybe you're like Cindy Crawford or something like that. Maybe you're one of those gals that gets knocked up and it's like no one knows until the day you're having the baby.
That pretty
really,
amazing, yes.
That you're really pregnant.
You always worry about the baby in those circumstances, too, because, right. I mean, you can't even tell. And you think, you know, a woman has to pack it on to, you know, to have the baby. I don't know where I'm going with this. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble with pregnant women. I really do.
Mike, let me just break the mood here and change the subject by announcing to anybody who might be interested in dating Lisa while we're on this trip, she's safe, if you get what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Right.
Mark your calendars. She's safe. Very much so.
She's safe. She informed us as much at breakfast today.
That is correct.
She's cramping.
Oh. Yeah, she was looking for some sort of medicine like Nuprin or something.
See, you know what that means? That means that she got the natural born child protection happening.
Wow.
God's pill. God's red pill.
There's a little window there.
That's right.
Actually, doesn't come.
Not a safe game to play, though, for any of you fertile lads.
Actually, it doesn't come in pill form.
Right.
It comes in a syrup form.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
But God has a weird way of evening things out, like once a month. Mm-hmm. If you get it right at the right time,
if
it's a little messy for you, but
if
yeah, yeah. Well, I would say if again if with if being the operative word, I would say. I would offer you 99.9% sureness that if you get it right at the beginning stages, you're safe.
Exactly.
You're safe. And the good news is, if not, most times, if you do it while the woman's like that, the kid is born retarded. And then you don't have to raise it anyway.
Thank you, doctor.
You don't have to raise it anyway. You give it to one of the to a funny farm or something.
Can I ask you a question going through this New York Post? And I'm not sure whether this is going to completely stop the show, but I feel it necessary.
Are you trying to change the topic now?
No, I'm actually looking at this picture, and I have been for. Is Judd Nelson playing for the New York Yankees?
You know, Mike.
I'm sorry.
You know what you're doing?
What?
You don't like it when I discuss pregnancy.
Menstruation.
And menstruation. Yeah. And then having sex with a woman who's menstruating and the child possibly.
Right.
Is born being retarded.
These are evil things.
What you do is you hold up a picture.
Of Judd Nelson.
Yes, but no, it's
who
not.
Who's really Jason Giambi.
It's not Judd Nelson.
I'm terrible. They made him shave his beard off and he looks exactly like Judd Nelson. That's why I was doing that. You know, that would have stopped the show if you hadn't gone on that whole thing with me saying that because you're saying that.
I just know, you know, if you're wondering about Lisa.
You know, started losing me with seriform. That's when I started drifting, when you said seriform of medication.
Well,
and then you get into this whole retarded thing. My God.
Well, I'm just going on things I've heard.
I understand.
My many years of dispensing...
Your voracious reading.
My years of being
the medical conventions.
A house-to-house doctor. You know, I go out and I go, well, look at this. Well, you know, I go out there and like a kid's born like with an arm coming out of the forehead.
You say, hey, this is got to be impregnating the woman at the wrong time.
I say, you must have had sex while you were menstruating. Obviously.
That's the funny part.
And then I say, you know what, they just toss him in the bag. Just toss the kid in the bag.
And you raise him as your own.
Yeah, I do. I put him to work on my farm.
Bless you for that.
Out on the my tarred farm.
And then when they get to be 18, they get to go work at the crematorium.
That's right. Okay, now you are getting as bad as I am. Welcome to the club.
Oh, yeah, because I did more of the crematorium humor than you did yesterday.
Well, no, because what you're saying is, in essence...
Right.
The babies...
You mean, I'm endorsing your previous comedy bit?
Yes, the babies that were born...
Right.
With something like without an arm growing out of their head because they had sex with Lisa while she was menstruating. As I rear them until they are 18, you are then saying at that point they could go to work at the crematorium where at last count 150 people were found dead just laying on top of each other.
People that were supposed to be cremated that were not cremated.
Correct.
Swept aside. Very good.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who needs Dr. Phil?
Exactly.
I'm right here.
Hey, man, I hate the pictures of Dr. Phil with that book. That little picture where he's got his hand under his chin.
Looks like Hank Kingsley.
Just
like him. Hey, now.
Hey,
hello,
now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Right.
Wow, no one answered the phone. Hey, I was wondering if I come out tonight, is it appropriate to bring Buzz a gift?
Yes, it is, but please make sure that you give it to him in private.
Okay, because I have a brand new hookah for him.
Okay, well, give
it. Handmade in Turkey.
Make sure that Buzz is far away from the rest of us when that gift is given.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
All right, see ya. Yeah, we're bowling tonight at the AMF Strathmore, Aberdeen, New Jersey, Highway 34. Balls hit the ground at 8 p.m. And we're bowling the Assassinators. Is that it, Remy?
The Pinheads, I thought.
The Pinheads.
We're assassinating the Pinheads.
Thank you. Lisa wearing the bright red sweater today.
Huh.
You are wearing a red sweater today.
Wow.
I know. Started out as a white sweater.
Okay. Everybody calm down. Everybody just go with the flow.
Started out as a white sweater and she fell down today on her way into the station. Poor girl. She took a tumble. Took a tumble.
If we have any more technical snafus, I'm going to have to pad.
So we'll be bowling tonight and tomorrow on the show, Tee-Tac-Toe. So, jail mail. We love jail mail.
Yes, we do.
And here is jail mail from Portage, Wisconsin.
Hey, all the way out there.
Wow. Now, I don't know what station the guy listens to us. I know we're on in Green Bay and Milwaukee and Madison.
Tough bit to be in a joint in Wisconsin.
First, we have the first bit of mail we got from this guy was, as you can see, one piece of toilet paper.
Wow, man, I take the black light to that.
And it's for Lisa.
Oh.
It's one square ripped off. A one ply is what I'm looking for.
So it's not
and
a
it says, Dear Lisa's, L-I-S-A-S.
Shrimp cocktails.
Dear Lisa's, money's tight and times are hard. Here's your effing Valentine's card. Your future stalker, Mike.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Then we go. Then, as you can see, he was nice enough to send along his criminal record.
Well, that's important. He hasn't done anything really bad, has he?
Of course,
anything you go in for is bad.
Let me see. Mr. Feldman, I guess that's his name.
Or could that be the person?
Mr. Feldman was interviewed on 1702 with preparation for a scheduled review. He was advised that the hearing will address custody, program assignment, and institution placement. Okay, offense description. Here's what he did. Broke into bars, schools, restaurants, and churches. Last parole action waived. He's enrolled in vocational. Now, the guy sent us this himself, like his resume.
Right. So he's a burglar.
Here's what it says. Yeah. He is high in sentence structure and escape history and low in other areas of the risk rating.
Right.
Mr. Feldman is requesting to see the committee. He's been informed that Ed Director will not allow for him to be transferred to GBCI, must be Green Bay, until the VOC need is completed. He's requesting he be switched to the building service program or custodial to complete the VOC need. Hmm. So I guess what he sent is a request. He wants to be moved to another prison.
Ah.
His name indeed is Michael Feldman, and he is inmate number 111806. His maximum discharge date.
None of these troubles would have happened if his father was still alive, Marty. Yes, thank you, Buzz.
Don't forget, his brother's been in trouble.
Who's that?
Corey.
Corey Feldman.
His maximum discharge date.
Yeah, sell that a little more, Buzz.
All right. Is 5/11/27. So he, at the maximum, is going to be in the can until 2027.
Oh, he's a bad man.
His
25 years.
His earliest release date is November 30th, 2015.
Wow. So he's in the joint for a good long time.
Let me see one. Here you go.
He must have done something real bad.
Three offenses of burglary.
Well, that's it. That'll do it.
First offense, 15 years. Second offense, 10 years. Third offense, 10 years.
Right.
So
he's going to be in there a while.
Well, we do like when we get the jail mail, we do appreciate the fact that we get the resume.
Right.
So that we know that we're not dealing like with kid touchers or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we know that you're, burglary's a bad thing, but you're serving
Was he busted for all those simultaneously, or are these three convictions for burglary that we have? That's what I was unclear on.
These are three terms, 15 years, 10 years, and 10 years, that are running together.
Concurrently, which means he probably got nailed for all three burglaries at the same time.
Right. And he got arrested, on September 6th. So justice turns quickly in Wisconsin.
Yes, obviously. He's in the joint till at least 2015.
Here is the letter that we received from him.
Jesus, I got it.
Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and of course, Lisa's.
Ah.
And again, L-I-S-A-S. I stumbled onto your show 4 months ago and I've been listening every day. I've been turning other people in the jail onto your show, and all the people who used to be D.A. Howard fans are now Don and Mike fans. Besides being the funniest show around, I think what makes your show the best is you're more involved with your listeners. I've never heard another show that talks to their listeners and lets anyone in the studio. They may have to eat boogers, but you let the nuts in. A couple of days ago, when Buzz did Bitch Lady Loretta, I laughed harder than I've laughed in a long time. Buzz, are you ever going to be Bitch Lady Loretta again? Maybe you could use the booger eating idea and see if you can get one of them dumb bitches to talk about sucking snot out of your nose.
Hey, seems like he's got a fetish.
I really look forward to hearing that again. I'm not greedy, so I won't ask for a PlayStation 2. All's I'm asking is that you break me out. I know you won't let me down. I'm locked up in the Wisconsin prison system and thought I should warn you to stay away from Wisconsin. This state is so into locking people up, they have to send people to three other states because it's so overcrowded. There are over 10 prisons that have at least 1,000 inmates and 10 smaller ones. They send people back to jail and still close to 3,000 of them are out of state. Wisconsin's new motto is come on vacation, leave on probation. It's not that there's a lot of crime here. They just lock people up for a long time for petty S. You can put my name and address out there if you want. Let the women know they can write. I've sent along a PRC sheet so you can see what I'm in for. I'm just a low-level burglar. I'm 37, white, shaved head, 5'9", 180 pounds, with a good build. I would ask for naked pictures of Lisa's, but we're not allowed porn. It's so sad here they don't allow some Maxim and Stuff magazines. I have to use my imagination when I jack.
Man, that's tough.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you send me a copy of the rules and legal stuff from the booger eating contest? I got a pretty good laugh hearing you read that and was hoping to get a copy of my own. I must go play with my wiener now.
Thank you for that.
So thanks for the laughs and keep us giggling like happy little schoolgirls.
Wow.
Toodaloo asses. P.S. I am the 100th criminal. And this comes from Michael Feldman, inmate number 111806, box 900, Portage, Wisconsin, 53901.
That is low on the psycho quotient. Yeah. I mean, he obviously likes some of the content.
Then he also sent along some jokes.
There's always something that's got to, like, tip it over.
He sent some jokes.
Why is there that evil picture at the top?
I don't know. It's like it's got a picture of the Grim Reaper on the top, and it says, hey, Don and Mike. Or, excuse me. No, it says, Don and Mike on the top. This says, hey, Rob, here's some jokes for you.
Do we even want to proceed with this?
Well, I'm not going to read the first one.
Good.
About why Jews don't...
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah, no,
okay.
Good.
Right. Keyword. Yeah. Hey, Rob, did you hear about the Ethiopian that fell into an alligator pit?
Haven't.
He ate about 10 of them before they got him out. Hey, Rob, what's that black stuff between elephant's toes?
What?
Slow natives.
Oh, my God, that's old.
Oh. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Why don't sharks eat blacks?
Oh, dear. He's sending racist jokes to Rob A.
They think it's whale S.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Rob, what do you call a clean Mexican?
What?
Spick and span. Hey, Rob, how do you get 1,000 Cubans in a shoebox?
What?
Tell them it floats. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
What did Abraham Lincoln say when he woke up from his hangover?
What?
I freed who?
These are very, very old.
Yeah, and not all that witty.
Why, he's in prison.
Hey, Rob.
This is coming from a gentleman in jail.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Why won't a black
gentleman. Sorry.
Why won't a black marry a Mexican?
Why?
They're afraid the kids will be too lazy to steal.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Why are aspirins white?
Why?
So they'll work.
Man.
There they are.
There you go. So that's the Dynamite Inmate of the Week.
Yeah, well, look for him in the Chuckle Hut in 2020.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say, you know, probably, well, he's a bad burglar and a bad comedy writer.
Probably a better burglar.
In Portage, Wisconsin. Wow. Hello there, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Okay, really quick, just a couple of quick things.
Yeah.
First of all, those jokes are horrible.
Yes, of course they are.
I wanted to wish you guys luck tonight.
Oh, in bowling? Thank you.
Yeah, and I would come see you, but I don't know where that is.
You don't know where Aberdeen is?
No.
It's on Highway 34, honey.
I know. I just moved to Jersey, though.
Where in Jersey do you live?
In Princeton, like right near Trenton.
Oh, hold on. I'm sure John could tell you how to get there.
Oh, well, okay. And hi, Rob. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, hold on, honey. We'll see you there tonight.
Yeah. Okay, and last thing really quick. The Beach Boys. You guys were talking about the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the Quick Check buying cigarettes, and I saw this huge poster for a Beach Boys concert in Jersey. And I was thinking about how fun it would be to go, but then I heard him, you know, again, and he doesn't sound messed up.
You know what? I urge you to go. Frida and I went last summer, and Brian Wilson is not with the Beach Boys.
Right. Yeah, they bring another band out.
Oh?
It's Mike Love is really the only original Beach Boy, and then they have a bunch of guys that sound just like the Beach Boys.
And they play live, so okay. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show.
Well, sounds good.
All right, thanks. Hold on, honey.
Guys.
Hold on a second. Hi. Hold on. Eddie, Donna Mike Show. Hi, Eddie. Eddie?
Yes, I think the Michael Feldman letter may be a hoax. Because there's a public radio show hosted by Michael Feldman out of Wisconsin.
All right, let me just stop you for a second, Eddie, and tell you why it's not a hoax.
Okay.
Because as with all mail that we get, there's a stamp on there that says this letter has been mailed from the Wisconsin prison system.
Okay.
So we know when we get real jail mail.
Right.
However, I think it's funny if there's a guy who works, what'd you say, NPR?
Well, it's actually PRI, but it's broadcast on the same station as NPR. and it's a comedy show, kind of like Groucho Marx quiz show, and it's probably the most popular PRI show. It's hosted by Michael Feldman out of Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, I don't know.
That's odd.
Either this guy's pulling a giant goof on us, or
looks real.
He actually got a letter and has the stamp that says this letter's been mailed from the Wisconsin prison system.
Also, I myself am Jewish, and let's face it, how many prisoners are named Michael Feldman?
Well, yeah, and you know, it's not like it's a white-collar crime either. It's a, you know, he's a low-level burglar, according to his letter.
And you know what? Hold on. Mike, you tell the guy. You take a look at this. This is a real rap sheet the guy sent us. I mean, this is a real... This is not like something the guy just hooked up on his PC. He didn't go to WordPerfect and just figure out that he's in jail for burglary.
It's a real form.
And if you ever listen to Michael Feldman's show, he tells a lot of bad jokes, too, so I don't know.
But not like those, I'm sure.
You never know what people are capable of, but this sure looks like it's a legitimate document here. All right, thank you, my friend.
Sure, no problem.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye-bye. Bye, Eddie.
There he goes.
Eddie. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi,
why are you looking
Mike
at me?
Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Right. I didn't do a thing.
Hi.
I'm a woodworker, and I get wood boogers.
You get wood boogers?
Yeah, if you're working with walnut, they're black.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it's like all the dust that goes up in your nose?
Yeah. It's really kind
of
neat.
The best boogers you can really get, if you ever have to deal with a lot of straw or hay, you will get huge black boogers.
All right. Goodbye. All right, listen, here's the deal. We got two things left in the show today. And I guess...
it's true.
I guess what I'd like to do next, I'm going to save Craig Wilson for last today.
Oh, I think that's nice.
We are going to celebrate Black History Month on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
And here's how we're going to do it.
Hell of a segue.
I know.
Piling on.
There's no good way to get into this.
Okay.
Okay?
Never is.
Hold on. Let me just cue my CD up here.
All righty.
And I think you're going to appreciate.
That's what you do.
Yeah, no, I really do.
Okay.
I think you will appreciate what I've come up with for day number one of our tribute to Black History Month.
Very good.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. I'm black and proud.
There you go. Yeah.
Some people say we got a lot of...
For the next segment on the show.
Is that the Godfather of Soul?
Yes. Mike, for the next segment on the show, both you and I and Buzz will remain silent.
We've been built.
And I urge only...
And we've been gone.
brothers and sisters to call as we celebrate Black History Month and we force Rob Spiewak for an entire segment to speak to nothing but black folk on the telephone.
Amen, brother.
Justice.
Just
Amen.
Rob. That is the way to go. I like that. You are right. I appreciate that.
Just Rob.
Rob takes all the calls.
Not me.
Right.
Not you.
Right.
Not Buzz.
Right. Not you and me and Buzz. We have learned the language of the modern African-American caller.
Sure.
Rob, however, has difficulty with that.
I look forward to hearing from him.
Them. Simply Rob talking to
you. You're
going
to have to watch that, Rob.
I know.
Yep.
Today's modern African-American.
Very good.
Call. So if you're black, and please, blacks only, no whites allowed. If you're black, call right now. 877-365-3636.
I would urge people to call if they think they can intimidate Rob.
Chocolate City, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. The boy received no prompting from Mike or myself.
Very good.
However, I will tell you that I have instructed Rob to prepare a list.
Yes.
Of influential African Americans.
Good idea.
Yes.
Excellent.
I hold in my hand that list.
And we will hear that list in a moment, and then it will just be Rob.
Can I perhaps hear just one before we go to break?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
All right, give him one.
Just one.
Ron Glass.
Who is that? The guy from Barney Miller?
Yes.
Detective from Barney Miller.
All right. So we will celebrate African American Month. It's Rob by himself.
Oh, boy.
With a bunch of black callers. Happy Black History Month. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets. You know what I mean?
You're listening to them right now, Don and Mike.
All right, it is Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. 28 days. We've waited until the 20th to start celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, oh, listen, please turn off that white pop music.
Yeah, enough of that crap.
There we go.
There we go. There we go.
Hold on.
Where's the one?
You know, and that's
loud. I'm black.
That's
and
too
proud.
Crossover.
That is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel good. I mean, everybody knows that.
That's
so.
Right.
Here we go. Right here.
Put your pants up.
That's right.
Say it loud.
That's right. Say it loud.
Hey.
Say it loud. Say it loud. I'm black and proud. Now, before Rob takes phone calls.
Yes.
And it's going to be Rob Spiewak celebrating Black History Month.
Right.
I have asked Rob to prepare a list of the most influential black Americans
in his life?
No, I'd say of the 20th century.
Ah, very good.
The 20th century.
I'd like to, a warning here, this is from the mind of Rob.
I'll start with Nipsey Russell. A grand entertainer who really knows how to play a game show. He's great on Pyramid. I'd say next to Betty White, he's the best partner you could get.
Okay. Betty White, enough of that talk.
All right, LL Cool J, Sammy Davis Jr., Ben Vereen, Colin Powell, Darius Rucker, Vernon Jordan, Nell Carter, Diane Carroll, Pearl Bailey, Flip Wilson, Bernie Mac, all of the Wayans except Marlon, Bill Cosby, Ving Rhames, Pam Oliver, Chris Rock, Willie Tyler, but not Lester, Whitman Mayo, Isaac Hayes, Garrett Morris, Dr. Hibbert, Smokey Robinson, Charlie Pride, Lee Elder, Biff Henderson, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Cab Calloway, Ivan Dixon, Samuel L. Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Tito Jackson, Morgan Freeman, both James Browns, Tim Stickney, Darlene Love, Don King, Kid, and Play.
There you are.
There are the most, the most influential black African-Americans.
Very good. I know that was a hard list for you to get through, right?
20th century. And now, Mike, both you and I will fall silent.
Very good.
As we devote the next segment to Rob speaking to African-Americans on Black History Month. I will simply serve as your moderator.
And he will say happy Black History Month to each caller. I think that's a requirement.
Will. Rob, your first caller is Jermaine.
Jermaine, happy Black History Month.
Yeah, happy Black History Month to you guys, too. What's up?
Thank you. What can we do for you today? I'm here to take your calls, your queries, your concerns.
My call, my query, my concern. I thought you were going to ask me some things.
Well, I could ask you. What did you think of the list I prepared?
It was very diverse, different African-American people.
Yes, all great.
All great?
Don't you think? Do you think there was anyone on the list that shouldn't have been?
Yeah, what's up with that Sir Mix-a-Lot, man?
You don't like him?
Do I like him?
I mean, are you not a fan of his music?
I mean, he fell off the map. That was a long time ago, man.
But already delightfully awkward.
This was, but it was a great song. Baby's Got Back was a great song. It was used in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Move on to the next call.
Thank you. Who is our next caller?
Rob, you're going to be talking to from D.C.
Yes,
Tyrone.
Tyrone, how are you? Black History Month.
Let me push
him up. Happy Black History Month to you, Tyrone.
Happy Black History Month to you, too.
Thank you.
Man, that was a good list you prepared, man, except for Sir Mix-a-Lot, and that's true.
Mm. Now this concerns me that this is the second negative reaction to Sir Mix-a-Lot. What's your problem with Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He's not really a rapper. He's not even an entertainer, man. He just put words together that
all right.
made no sense.
Well, then let's take him right off the list. Crossing him off, and we'll move on to MC Hammer.
You know, I'm afraid I'm going to, I know I said we would, I'm going to have to break in, and I'm going to have to ask our brothers and sisters, speak with Rob about Black History Month, rather than simply comment on.
Yeah, I mean, more of a dialogue with Rob, because this is an opportunity that we not only use to entertain, but we'd like you to educate our own Rob Spiewak, a guy that I think we all can agree. Need some help in that he department. Needs,
well, let me start. Let me ask you this, Tyrone. What
I already moved back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's our next caller?
From New York, it's Jay.
Jay, happy Black History Month. Hello?
Hello?
Jay?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Happy Black History Month. What
hey, man,
does
thanks.
Black History Month mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yes.
It means a lot of things, man.
Like what?
Let me see. Well, where should I start at?
Start at the beginning.
A lot of people that went out for what they believe, man.
Such
that's
as?
What it means to me. Representing who you are or what's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means to me.
Don, I hate to break in here.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'd like to request that the callers for Rob during this segment might want to call with their opinions of Rob and what they think of Rob. I think it might
make
for
a more
festive discussion.
Let's go to Big Mike.
Big Mike!
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Happy Black History Month, Big Mike.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you.
Thank you.
So my opinion, I think Black History shouldn't be a month. Black History should be all year round.
I hear that.
Understand what I'm saying?
What are your feelings on that, Rob?
I think that's a great idea.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of black people that did a lot of things throughout the years.
They sure. jump in
and
perhaps a buzzer every time you believe Rob's not telling the truth.
They don't get recognition for it. So
I agree.
I don't think 1 month.
People like Frederick Douglass.
not even that. It goes back. It goes,
Harriet
goes way back.
Who would you think would be the first example?
Now, what about Dr. Drew? One of the doctors that, you know, performed the first open heart transplant.
I had no idea.
No, you had no idea.
I didn't.
Exactly.
You had no idea.
That was true.
You know? About the Sir Mix-a-Lot, he should be off that list. You know,
he's already off.
If you're going to speak about a rapper, speak about a rapper that gives to his community. See,
all right, goodbye. Let's, Rob, your next caller on Black History Month is Glenn from New York.
Glenn!
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Happy Black History Month, Glenn.
Happy Black History Month to you, Rob. My first question to you is...
Yes.
Why don't you like black people? And if it's a case where you don't, what have they done to you why you don't like them?
Now listen, I've never said that I don't like black people. I don't like anybody.
You don't like anybody?
No, I hate everybody.
You hate everybody?
I do. Present
your
company excluded.
Your mother and father too.
I have issues.
You have serious issues, man. So, I'm guessing being that I'm Jamaican, you hate Jamaicans too.
I do. I hate everybody.
You hate everybody, including yourself.
No, you know what? Let me backtrack. I am self-loathing, of course, but it's not so much that I hate everybody. There are certain segments of any subset of any population that I could find disagreeable.
But of course, it's human nature. You can't like everybody.
Right.
No, man, we don't
thank
get
you.
To the people that feel like black people, period.
Oh, this is going way too well.
You know what? I think I like you, though.
Let's go to,
wait,
first off,
where's the buzzer?
I find this hard to believe. We're going to Wisconsin.
Wow.
Like there's any blacks in Wisconsin.
Hard to believe.
Wow. Unless they play for the Packers. Who is this, Fred?
Yeah, this is Fred. And
Fred, what position do you play for the Packers?
Black people live in Wisconsin.
Fred, what position do you play for the Packers?
Hello?
I thought the only blacks in Wisconsin played for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, that's in Green Bay. I'm in Madison, which is the state capital, which has the largest university. And contrary to popular belief, we're only 170 miles or so from Chicago. I was born in Chicago.
All right, Rob, take it away.
Happy Black History Month, Fred.
Happy Black History Month, Rob.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering why they want to put you on the spot like this, because they obviously think you're racist or have a
no.
big problem with black people, and they want to have some fun at your amusement.
No, I don't think. I think you're misinterpreting their scheme.
If there's the buzzer. He's lying again.
What they're doing here is they're serving a public need and using me to sort of steer it. I think it's a grand idea.
Let's go to Janet from the New York area. Janet, you're on. Go, take it away, Rob.
Janet.
Yes.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month to you, too.
What can I do for you, Janet?
I just want to know, why isn't anybody taking this seriously? I mean, there are people out there who don't know anything about Black history. And
honey, I'm going to have to break in here. Honey, please. You want serious, turn the dial.
Yeah, this is a comedy radio show.
Honey.
I thought you guys were finally going to say something about Martin Luther King.
No, we've honey. Got Rob Spiewak here. Don't you listen
honey.
To the show?
Let me put him on the list.
Well, I just you know, Rob,
We're giving Rob a hard time. Is what we're doing.
The show, and I never understand. Does Rob like listen to how do you call it? Third Reich music or something? I mean, what is it about him?
Yes, that's right. Rob is a full fledged member of the Nazis.
Yeah. like we would have him working on the show if that was the case.
Well, that's a good section.
I hate when we get a dumbass bitch like this who just doesn't get it.
I don't understand why you call him racist. He never did anything racist to me on the show.
You know what? It's a running joke.
We have never called him racist, honey. You're ruining our bit here.
Come on now, let us have fun.
Right?
You're ruining the bit.
Peanut butter. How about that?
What?
What does he think about peanut butter? That's right.
You're humorless. You're humorless. That cuts along all racial lines. You are humorless. You don't have a sense of humor.
She's doing a George Washington Carver.
All right, let's take another one. Come on.
Yeah, bitch.
Happy day. Month.
And technically, he invented peanuts, not peanut butter.
Well, he made many uses for the peanut, George Washington Carver.
Right.
Add him to the list.
Very good, bro.
Thank you.
Let me ask Trini. How do you think this is going, Trini?
Fine.
She's okay with
I'm fine, putting you on the list, Trini.
The unflappable Trini.
Yeah. Let's go to Donovan.
Right above Smokey Robinson.
Donovan. Yeah, go ahead. Take it away, Rob.
How you doing, Buzz, Mike, Don? Hey, Spiewak.
Yes, Donovan. How are you? Happy Black History Month?
Happy Black History Month there, Rob. Before, I just want to make a correction about Charles Zhu. He discovered blood transplant from one person to another, not open heart transplants.
Okay, very good.
So he invented the transfusion.
Exactly. Also, Rob, I notice you have a problem with, you say, everybody in general. Do you feel that you have a bigger problem with minorities than with whites, or is it everybody equal hate?
I think it's all equal, sir.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you, Don. And I think you'll agree with me.
That's true. No, that is true.
Good plenty question. Of white people
well,
that I hate.
Can I make an observation?
Let me just say that
knowing Rob as I do,
that's right.
Perhaps your religious beliefs come into play more than your skin color.
We weren't discussing that.
That's Can I make an observation?
I wish you would.
You know, I don't believe in reincarnation, but if we all came from the past, I would believe Mike and Buzz would be abolitionists. Don would be a wealthy, successful plantation owner and known as the kindest man towards his slaves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Rob, you would be the slave auctioneer. That's all I have to say, gentlemen. Thank you,
my friend.
Well, I thank you for that lovely parallel drawn along the lines of the War of Northern Aggression.
Amazing.
And you're right, I would be nice to my slaves.
You want
God. Toussaint.
Toussaint?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Toussaint?
I'm calling from New York.
Greetings.
I got a question.
Yes.
Kid and Play Kid, he's black?
I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, he's off the list anyway, right, Rob?
Yeah. They got knocked off when we added Trini.
How about the Wayans brothers? Like, I understand they came from nothing.
All except Marlon. They're all on the list except for Marlon.
Except for Marlon?
Yeah.
I got one. Where's Jamie Foxx on that list?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx? I have him down low, I guess. He didn't make the hot
list. Where's Cedric the Entertainer?
Not on my list.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Al, Rob, take it over. Al.
Al.
Hey, man.
Al, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Plainfield, New Jersey.
Very good. Happy Black History Month, Al.
Yeah, same to you, man. What is it exactly that you not like about black people?
No. You see, once again, you're oversimplifying the issue.
No, you said you hate everybody.
I do.
That you hate certain qualities of certain people. So
right.
What is it exactly?
This may. I'd like to tell our listeners. This may be the call we were looking for.
This guy may get the essence of what we're doing.
I believe
right
this
here.
Person gets it.
Exactly. We're supposed to bust Rob's chops, right?
There you are, sir. Thank you very much.
What is it exactly?
Big Al.
That's right, and now we're all waiting for the answer.
And then Don simply runs his fingers across the bell or the buzzer.
Come on.
That's how it works.
Again.
Are we superior athletes? What?
What's that now?
Are we supposed to be superior athletes? Is that what you hate about it?
I don't have any opinion regarding athletic ability.
Okay, so what is it? Come on.
I dislike people that I find tedious. And you're entering that sphere right now, sir.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you another thing?
Yes.
When did Dr. Herbert become a real person?
In my eyes?
Yeah.
Always.
Always?
Always.
That's the doctor on the Cosby, though?
The doctor on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. All
He's
right. very much like Bill Cosby.
Yes. You mean the doctor that talks like this?
That's right.
Yes.
And hillbillies want to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
It's very similar to your Michael Jordan impression.
Yes, it is. Very close.
So, come on, Rob. Come on.
What's that?
You got to give me another good reason.
Another good reason regarding?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm going to work, and I know there has to be something about us and them working.
No.
Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
You are a thrifty working individual?
Yes, I am.
Then I applaud you.
Okay.
But I don't like... I like when people take responsibility and do what is right.
Okay.
And I don't see any problem with that. And as long as you do that, you're okay with me.
Now, is that...
Al, yeah. Thank you. We got a break.
All right, man.
Thank you, my friend.
I've been a big fan for you guys. September 11th. I'm 22, and I think you guys are doing a good job.
Oh, thank God you bless you. Thank you very much.
Later.
I promise you. Thank you, Hair Spiewak.
Thank you.
Nice that one caller actually got the essence of what we were doing.
And happy Black History Month, everybody.
I promise that every day on the show for the next until the 28th, every day I'll come up with something different to
very
celebrate
good.
Black History Month.
Wonderful. You can revisit that one as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There you go, Rob Spiewak. The very uncomfortable Rob Spiewak.
The listener's friend. Until we get off everybody's here. Friend.
Say
all races.
All creeds. Say it loud. Say it loud. I'm black and proud.
There you go.
One more time.
One more time. One more time, Rob.
Say it loud.
I want no job.
I'm black and I'm proud.
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 All right. Thank you, Robbie, and happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Now, listen, a lot of people have been calling and saying, where's our favorite Wednesday feature?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know where your favorite Wednesday feature is?
Where?
Right here.
Ah.
Right here. And you know what? Oh,
there it is.
He doesn't disappoint. He doesn't disappoint. Oh, you just checking it out, Mike?
I am.
That's right.
Thank you, Craig.
It's Gregory Wilson.
Yep.
But we come right back.
Hey. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
Listen, tomorrow on the show, Tic-Tac-Toe.
Yes, there's still room for beautiful ladies.
Hey. We got at least four girls signed up for the contest already. We need more to show up tomorrow. We know sure. Your girls won't let us down. Right? I know that we're short on time. We want to get to the Craig Wilson thing. But do you want to hear the official contest rules?
Oh, I think everyone would love to hear the official contest rules for Tic-Tac-Toe.
That the Infinity lawyers have come up with.
This will be great.
And again, I love the fact that we are spending their money.
It's crazy.
Yes, the station, the company's money that they won't spend on the ratings to give us these, the actual rules. Listen, I know you won't let the kids down, and you'll show up tomorrow.
Yes, please do.
And don't forget, if you don't show up tomorrow, the terrorists win.
That's it.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show's Teat, Tack, and Toe official contest rules.
Is that how they said it? Teat, tack, and toe?
Yes. How to enter the contest. The Don and Mike Show's Teat, Tack, and Toe contest will take place between 11 and 2. Thursday, February 21, 2002, one winner. To participate in the contest, Don and Mike will solicit up to 25 of their female listeners to go to the WNEW studios in New York to become a contestant in the Teat, Tack, and Toe contest.
And
each contestant must come to the WNEW Air Studio, 888 7th Avenue, New York,
Park, New York, 10106, Thursday, Feb 21, to participate in Teat, Tack, and Toe.
Right.
Each contestant will be assigned a different color to make their impressions on the Teat, Tack, and Toe game board, which will be on the floor of the studio. Each contestant will be required to participate topless and shoeless during the entire contest.
How funny is that?
Contestants will be asked a randomly selected Trivial Pursuit question. For every correct answer, the contestant will dip her breast in the colored paint that is her assigned color.
Wow.
She will select a block on the Teat, Tack, and Toe game board and use her breast to leave a colored impression in that block to complete her turn.
Bingo.
For every incorrect answer, each contestant will dip her toe in the colored paint that is her assigned color. She will select a block on the Teat, Tack, Toe, and game board, Teat, Tack, and Toe game board, and use her toe to leave a colored impression to complete her turn. An impression made with the contestant's toe does not count as part of a winning Teat, Tack, and Toe sequence.
That's correct.
A winning Teat, Tack, and Toe sequence will consist of three breast impressions in a row.
Yeah.
Contestants may leave colored impressions in boxes that already have a colored tack, Teat, Tack, or Toe box. Judging the contestants will be Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Lisa. The order in which each contestant will take her turn at answering a question on air prior to the contest. The contestants can enter the contest. The order in which each contestant will take a turn will be based on the order in which they enter the contest. Contestants can enter the contest prior to the contest, or they can show up at WNED.
That's tomorrow.
It's possible that not all of the contestants will be granted the opportunity to participate in Teat, Tack, and Toe due to time constraints of the Don and Mike show. The first person to make a successful Teat, Tack, and Toe, three boxes in a row, diagonally, horizontally, or vertically, wins $1,000. Don and Mike will select one winner. All qualified contestants may or may not be on air live with Don and Mike prior to the actual contest.
Bingo.
So those are the...
Bravo. To the legal department once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Lawyers. Those are the rules.
Fantastic
job. They pretty much have spelled it out.
Good job, boys.
Girls, come down tomorrow topless, shoeless, or as Mike likes saying...
Barefoot.
Come down, play the Teat, Tack, and Toe game.
Yeah, the more the merrier. We'd like to get really... I'd love to get a bunch of them.
And we're giving away $1,000 tomorrow. One girl. And we'll start the game, I think, as soon as we get on the air tomorrow. As soon as the girls show up.
Come very down. Good.
And if you'd like to play, you can call Johnny. Use the New York lines. That's the easiest. At 877-692-1027. Or the national number. That works as well. 877-365-3636.
What woman wouldn't want to dip her breasts in paint to win $1,000?
Exactly. Now, it's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Ah, yes, our good friend at USA Today.
Craig Wilson has written his weekly column, The Final Word. Again, all we do is simply read it as written out of the newspaper.
You make your, you draw your own conclusions.
The column this week is titled Less is More Philosophy. It costs more, you get less. The Final Word. By Craig Wilson.
Less is more philosophy. It costs more, you get less.
Somewhere along the way, most of us were taught the adage that less is more. That good things come in small packages.
As a kid, I didn't buy it, of course. I mean, why go to Walcott's Dairy and get a single dip ice cream cone when you could get the banana split? Don't think so.
And on Christmas morning, no kid in his right mind is going to run down the stairs and across the living room to leap upon the smallest present under the tree. Let's get real.
But as I grew older,
I began to appreciate the subtleties of the less is more mantra. Now I'm not so sure. I'm beginning to think that getting less these days means only one thing. You're going to pay more.
Some truth I've uncovered in the early 21st century. The nicer the wine, the bigger the glass, the smaller the portion, the higher the price. I was served so little wine the other day at a restaurant in Santa Barbara. I was convinced the waiter was going to come back with a fresh bottle at least to fill the glass halfway. When he returned 10 minutes later to take my order, I realized he had no such intention. As my partner, Jack. As my... I got the bonus line this time.
Start it again.
As my...
Anytime one of us gets to read about his partner Jack,
it's like getting the prize in the Cracker Jack box.
That's right. As my partner Jack and Helen used to say to such men, there's still a lot of air. Hold on, let me start that again. As my partner Jack and Helen used to say to such men, there's a lot of air still left in there. The price? $12.
Item two. The nicer the restaurant, the larger the plate, the smaller the portion, the higher the price. I was having dinner with friends the other night at one of those places where the final tab is always higher than the rent on my first apartment. I ordered risotto with shrimp. Hungry, I waited with anticipation. When it arrived, I was sure there was some mistake. A small mound sat alone adrift on a China sea. At first, I thought it was something from the tasting menu. It was not. Couldn't even keep the plate, I asked.
The fancier the store, the less friendly the service, the higher the price. I was in such a store recently and spotted the perfect cotton shirt for spring. Plain, simple. A classic less is more shirt. I won't tell you the price because I couldn't believe it myself. It didn't even have a pocket. Okay, it was $250. Oh, still there. Did I say it was cotton? Hold on, I gotta recue the music.
You're listening to the middle of a program we call The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
We read it right out of the paper. You've got a good one coming up. And now we continue with this week's reading of The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Item number four. The fewer the flowers,
nothing more than feeling,
the sleeker the vase,
oh,
the more you'll pay for them.
To forget my
there's the new flower shop in my neighborhood.
Feelings of love.
They put their creations in the window for all to see. They're beautiful. Usually an odd combination of a few flowers and often discordant colors. But the mixture always seems to work. I won't tell you the price of the last arrangement I saw. Because I couldn't believe it myself. No, I'm not going to tell you. Well, it was a bit less than the shirt, okay?
Final item. The better the school, the more the tuition, the less time the child will spend there. My neighbor Anthony sent his son off to Amherst College a while ago. And every time I stopped by the house, there was Philip sitting at the kitchen table. It was either winter break or spring break or Christmas break or professor's break. When I'd ask when he was going back, his reply was always the same. 3 weeks. I then realized I should have gone to a better school.
The final word. By Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is, tackling the serious issues of the day, like risotto and a plain cotton shirt for spring.
There's a new flower shop in my neighborhood. As my partner Jack's Aunt Helen used to say to such men.
And you know how that probably sounded. As my partner Jack's Aunt Helen used to say to such men, there's a lot of air still left in there.
As she flexed her big muscles and combed her mullet.
I mean, why go to Walcott's Dairy and get a single dip ice cream cone? Well, you can get the banana split.
Fewer the flowers, the sleeker the vase, the more you'll pay for stem.
The perfect cotton shirt for spring. Plain. Simple. A classic less is more shirt.
Classic lines.
Didn't even have a pocket. Okay, it was $250.
There. There's my risotto.
Did I say it was cotton?
Little small mound of risotto sitting in a China sea.
Feelings like I've never
been. I'm sorry.
I won't tell you the price of the last arrangement I saw because I couldn't believe it myself.
Couldn't I even keep the plate?
I like the plate.
I like to be the plate.
Oh, there he is, Craig Wilson. Once again, he's hit his stride. He's giving us what we want out of his column every week.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people like going online to USA.com. I mean, why buy the paper when you can go to the website and read along with us?
And, Don, I do like to think that we make that column more entertaining than it is normally. You know, in its regular state, it would not be entertaining at all.
Oh, I mean, its regular state, it's toilet paper.
It's garbage.
It's the worst. But, you know, this guy Craig Wilson, he should send us half his paycheck every week.
Yeah, he should.
I guarantee that we've made Craig Wilson a name at USA Today.
Craig seems to go to the poor mouth theme quite a bit, too. Seems like perhaps he's asking his bosses in a roundabout way for a raise.
Perhaps he's the wife in the relationship. He's the stay-at-home wife. Like the wife has got the part-time job.
I need a raise.
My partner, Jack.
Salute.
It's like my partner, Jack's Aunt Helen used to say to such men.
There's still a lot of air left in there.
Thank you, Helen.
Yeah. I'm Jack's Aunt Helen, though. This is his girlfriend, Craig.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Jack's wonderful.
I'll have the risotto.
Can I keep the plate? God damn, I love that bit.
It's great.
Damn, I love that.
It is forever.
All right, let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead made-up story today?
Today, the pressure's on an NBA star to come clean.
Oh, good. You know, I did have this on my list I want to talk about today. This is
a weird story.
Jason Williams. This is the guy we're talking about. He shot a guy in his house.
We don't know.
I mean, nobody knows the details because he's not coming forward.
He shot a guy in his house over the weekend.
It appears that. You got to wonder what the hell's going on.
And he's on NBC. I mean, he used to be a player for the Nets.
Right.
And he was a guy, he'd go on Letterman. He would kill on Letterman. He's a funny dude.
So right.
Yeah. Pardon me.
Sorry.
He would kill on Letterman. And I guess he's got like a giant mansion, and he's got a bunch of people over.
Right.
And he pulls out this gun, and he shoots the limo driver.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what the real details are, you know, anything from something really, really sordid to, you know, an accidental shooting. I mean, this story is
very vague.
Very, very weird.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Buzz, because I didn't have time to today.
That's what I'm here for.
All the other issues, so stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Here's all I have to say about Jason Williams. Whatever you do, don't cremate him.
Please
don't cremate him.
Please.
Mike, I think you'll agree with me. That whole segment, that was just
very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, got a mellow Doobie Brother groove happening here.
I love this song.
Yeah.
You're living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, man. Here's Buzz Burbank now with news. Buzz?
Yes.
Burbank is brought to you, incidentally, by...
Proudly.
Totally Awesome Coeds. College Coed Dorm, video uncensored. The video is free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-596-3779 or visit www.totallyawesomecoeds.com.
I do.
Must be 18 or older.
They're bringing you Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, a close friend says former NBA star Jason Williams should come forward and come clean about the death of a limo driver at his New Jersey home last week.
Who says this?
A close friend of his. In fact, according to the New York Post, with whom he spoke, his very best friend. The shotgun death was phoned into police as a suicide, but police say the evidence quickly ruled out that possibility. Williams' lawyer immediately called the shooting an unfortunate accident.
Stay cool.
Again, any more information on this crap?
No, at least none that's been made public. The driver, we do know that the driver bled to death in Williams' bedroom during a drinking party involving members of the Harlem Globetrotters.
So the way I understand it,
which is funny,
I'm reading between the lines on that. He brings out a shotgun.
Right.
and it goes off. It's in his hands, goes off, and he didn't intend for it to go off.
There was drinking. A shotgun came out at some point. Apparently, it's his shotgun.
Or,
as his lawyer says,
or there was an argument or something like
or
that.
Or he goes up, and you know, you got the limo driver who's maybe going through stuff, and
bedroom.
Jason Williams, little bomb. He goes, "Hey, yo, boom, boom."
You never know.
And I just want to say, anybody see his house on MTV Cribs?
Pretty incredible.
Wow. God damn. What a house. Oh, I got a guy on the phone here. Hey, Jason? Is that your name, Jason? Hello? What happened to the guy? We just had a guy on the line who wanted to talk about the Cribs.
I will tell you, a prosecutor says money is not going to buy a free ticket out of a criminal charge for Jason.
Well, you know, these phones, what's going on here? I can't even get a dial tone.
You know what I don't understand? There were witnesses to this, obviously, right? I mean, there are people standing around when this happened.
Like a million
apparently.
People,
I'm very, very surprised that nobody else has come forward on this.
Hello? If you worked for a very rich man and you saw that happen, I mean, I don't know. It's
hello?
Tough.
Donna Mike, you there?
What, do the Harlem Globetrotters work for him or something?
See, Rob, look at that. I got it turned up and I can't, I'm not getting dial tone.
This guy's supposed to be a good guy, too.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
He's the guy, if you ever watch the NBA on NBC,
oh, yeah.
He's like the Terry Bradshaw of
he's
that
show. He's
a
great analyst.
That's what his best friend is saying. He's a good guy.
Try it now.
Something happened. He should just come forward and say what happened.
There you go. Problem solved. Well, the guy on the phone who wanted to talk about his house isn't there, but I'm telling you, I saw this guy's house on Cribs.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Bowling alley.
Yeah.
Movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Now we probably will never be able to bowl out there.
Or now we can. No.
Or now we can.
Well, won't be there to stop us.
Yeah, I mean, it was Jersey, right?
Oh, you mean we won't be able
yeah,
to
yeah, with our bowling.
There.
We wouldn't be able to do a Wednesday night out there.
Well, we'll see how the case goes.
Here's okay. Mike, you saw the Cribs I'm talking about?
Guys, what's up?
MTV Cribs, you see that?
Oh, yeah. The guy's got his house is humongous.
Yeah, I mean, beyond fantastic, like beyond your wildest dreams, this guy's house.
Hey, you know, his father built that house, too. His father owns a huge construction company out in Jersey.
Oh, man, that's incredible. So if you have the connection of having a builder in the family,
right.
And you've got more money than anybody in the world, you can do that.
Yeah, that was one of the better ones I've seen out of anybody on Cribs.
It's a mansion.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones. And did you see when they showed him shooting the shotgun?
Oh, no, see that?
Is that on the show? On the
they
trip?
Showed him on the show on Cribs shooting a shotgun at Skeets, and he was bragging how good a shot he was.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Was,
you know what?
You're right.
That's a part of out of the backyard.
Yes,
he has a giant shooting range. Yeah,
maybe that speaks how he can shoot him with one arm. He was holding the shotgun.
See,
with one
maybe
arm.
Maybe that speaks to the tragedy that this.
I think MTV holds a little evidence there.
Maybe they do. Thank you, my friend.
That would be like on Elvis Cribs.
Damn.
And I feel bad for the family of the driver, too. I mean, the driver doesn't know. The family of the driver doesn't know what the hell's going on, either.
Hello.
This sucks.
Don Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
You want to know a little bit about this guy's house on Cribs? The house itself is gorgeous, but on the outside, he has a home for abused horses, a stable that he has about 40 horses in.
Right.
He has a 9-hole golf course that he's played Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Michael Jordan on his property.
I thought it was just a 1-hole golf course, like a putting green or something.
No, it's 65 acres. It's 9 holes.
Wow.
He has a fleet of prize-winning semi 18-wheelers that he was doing 80 miles an hour down his driveway and on Cribs.
Imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's a great Cribs. And if MTV is smart, they'll rerun that.
Yeah,
like tonight.
Right now.
It's tonight.
Meanwhile, the body count's up to 191.
Hold on, Buzz. Hold on. I got one more call. Andrew.
You.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on?
What?
I was calling just because I think Don, you overuse his goddamn too much.
Well, goddamn you.
Not again. I'm out. I can't deal with another fight. I can't deal with it.
I'm not going to fight.
I'm not coming to fight. Whatever.
You what?
You guys are great.
Thank you. All right. Noted. So noted. Duly noted. We'll write it down on the record.
God damn you.
You're going to give me a little like a minute spiel about it.
No.
No, I'm not going to give you a minute spiel. You're a goddamn idiot.
And you really do count as a copycat because people are giving us a hard time all day.
I didn't know that. I've been in and out.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Hey, well, when did I say goddamn today?
You were talking goddamn when you were talking about Williams' house.
Yeah, it's a goddamn nice house.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Goodbye, sir.
Okay. Anyway, Buzz. Oh, about Mike and I. We have the problem down at the crematorium.
Yeah.
And sorry again. It's I know it's not going to be enough for the everybody. We're awful sorry.
Well, the body count's now up to 191 at that broken down crematorium in Georgia.
Wait till they get the total.
Police say some of the bodies are 15 years old, and others are mummified. Some are in body bags. Some are in street clothing. Uh-huh. Some are in hospital gowns.
Yep.
Some just wrapped in sheets.
Yep.
Police say the owner's parents may have been dumping bodies even before they handed the family business over to their son.
Just want to say they're a third of the way there.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Make a note of that.
I thought we had some secrets we were going to keep between us.
No, I thought the birds were going to eat everything, too.
Very forthcoming, Mike.
Listen, let me just say this in our defense.
Yes.
For me and Mike.
Uh-huh.
We're hardworking guys.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, you got to appreciate the fact that we're supporting our families.
Right.
We go down to Georgia. We buy this swamp land.
Mm-hmm.
We turn it into a business. We think it's going to be one of those turnkey businesses where all we do is supervise.
Mm-hmm.
One day they call and they say, hey, the machine's broken.
And we're like, okay, fix it. And they never did.
And, you know, the
we got to plead ignorance on it.
The next thing you know, Mike and I, we drive down to the Atlanta area. We see this. And, well, you know, listen, frankly, I'll take the rap for this. For at least, who's the laziest among us? I got to think. You know what I said? So we take one guy and we put him out back.
For a while.
And then, you know what? And then one guy.
We were going to make it right, one guy. And then he's like, well, there smells, and not that we can notice.
And then one guy became two guys.
And can I just say one thing, too? I know we're going through a hard time with this, but for the people that work here, that one guy that passed me in the hallway today pointed at me and then mentioned the song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I didn't care for that, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
I didn't appreciate that, calling me a devil.
He shouldn't do that.
But you should know that after a while, Mike and I just, what we would do is we would just leave it to the people who we know down in Georgia.
Yeah, we were looking the other way, and you know what we say really is, oops.
Yeah.
I know, you're embarrassed.
Oops, we did it again.
Right.
And really, once you get past the first, I'd say, 150 bodies, Mike and I personally had nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We would get the call where they would say, we've got another 25, and we would just say, pile them up.
Yeah, we'd always say, are you going to get rid of them eventually? And they'd say yes, and then we'd let it slide because the money was coming in.
Then your hands are clean.
It's good money.
It is. Oh, my God.
It's good money, and we could find no one to fix the engine.
Well, that's not your problem.
It's not a lawnmower engine you're dealing with here when you're talking about running a crematorium.
No, it's a big engine. Big engine like you get on a really big tractor.
You need like a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you try to find one.
British Airways employees got suspicious when 31 people of Middle Eastern origin showed up at JFK last night to fly to Yemen. Yemen is a known haven for Al-Qaeda terrorists, and the passengers all bought their tickets with cash. Many of them, just as they prepared to board the plane, some of them didn't even have the right papers to get into Yemen. A few of the 31 passengers were actually eventually allowed to make the flight, which was delayed by a mere 12 minutes. The FBI got involved.
You know, that shouldn't kill me, but that kills me.
Apparently, they screened each and every one of these people and held most of them back. They let a few.
That's what that limo driver said. That kills me.
It kills me.
So what, were they bad guys? Apparently, some are being held back. The FBI is not talking about the case any further today.
Good.
Other than to say that they held back most of the people who tried to fly to Yemen with cash.
That's JFK, that's where that was?
That's right.
Okay.
Now you know.
Keep your eyes open, New York.
Yes,
and
please.
I would just like to say to the family of the limo driver and the unfortunate Jason Williams story, Mike and I would be glad to handle the funeral arrangements.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
It's very kind.
Not going to happen now, not with our record.
It'll probably pass. An Iranian national carrying a loaded gun was arrested at Miami International Airport as he tried to board a flight to D.C. The 37-year-old told police he carried the gun for his own protection and, as if it would help, that the gun was made of plastic. Police say it was, however, a black metal revolver loaded with six bullets. He'd made it to Miami with the gun on an American Airlines flight from the Caribbean island of St. Martin.
Hey, there you go. Good going.
Nice
unbelievable.
Nice security. Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
Are you here?
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
All right, good idea. Sure, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me? I would be treated by any stranger on the street.
Because I am not one of your fans.
God.
damn it.
Ah.
The Don and Mike Show.
There it is. Let's clear them out now and get a call number 100 at 877-365-3636. This portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Girls. Hey, girls.
The lovely girls.
Ladies, tomorrow on the show, tic-tac-toe. Gonna start at 11. Get your ass down here. Topless, barefoot. We'll have the giant board on the floor 9x9.
Right.
Should be a lot of fun. Tic-tac-toe, including body paints.
It'll be right. Wonderful.
$1,000 cash for one girl, the big winner. And don't forget that tonight we're bowling. We're going to be bowling in New Jersey.
Aberdeen, New Jersey.
Thank you, my AMF.
Strathmore.
Highway 34. What is it? Strathmore.
Strathmore. Off of Highway 34.
Strathmore.
Right.
AMF Strathmore. Aberdeen, o'clock. New Jersey.
They're anywhere where all the clubs are.
Yeah. Our balls hit the floor at 8.
Very good.
See you there. Now, back to Buzz.
Papa got a brand new mixed bag in a Los Angeles courtroom yesterday. A jury found that soul singer James Brown did not sexually harass a female employee.
Hello, funky.
But the jury also found that he was wrong to fire her for filing the complaint.
Am I?
The 68-year-old godfather of soul testified he'd never touched a married woman. But the employee said he gave her zebra-striped panties, pressed his hips against hers, and told her he wanted to rub her down and make her feel good.
I don't rub you down.
James, what'd you have to say?
What you gonna play now? Bobby? I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Got to be funky.
She also quotes him as saying the only way for a woman to make it to the top is to sleep with her boss. Despite the split decision, lawyers on both sides say they'll appeal the judge's jury's decision.
Amen to that.
Godfather of soul.
How you doing, Lisa? She's safe.
The Air Force.
She's safe. Listen, I guarantee. First off, we know that Lisa's got the steaming undies for Rob. That she rated Rob a 6'5".
She's in love with Rob.
She rated me a 5'1". She rated Mike a 5'1".
Right.
She rated Buzz a 4'7".
4'7".
And you should know that this morning at breakfast.
Yeah, you cemented any unattraction. Is that the right word?
I'm simply too comfortable around Lisa.
You are completely comfortable, as you are with most of the boys. She is officially one of the boys now.
So that's the problem.
I had a fart this morning.
It was a cushion ripper.
It no smell to it now.
No, but it rumbled the seat.
No appreciable smell. However, Lisa happened to be sitting in the chair next to me.
Oh, dear.
And, wow, that baby, that was like a sonic boom when that thing went off.
And she continued to eat her breakfast, unfazed. Speaking of sonic booms, the Air Force says it's investigating why two of its F-16s scared the daylights out of New Yorkers this week. Monday morning, two of the jets that still protect New York and Washington made a low flyover, buzzing the residents of Manhattan at 4:30 in the morning.
Get to know, Charlie.
Rattled windows and woke people up. Some folks say they hadn't been that frightened since 9/11.
Hello.
One Manhattanite tells the New York Post, I appreciate they're protecting the city, but I just hope they remember that the city that never sleeps isn't to be taken literally.
It's a dope, Charlie.
The Anti-Defamation League's calling attention to a rash of video games, many of them available free on the internet, that target Jews, blacks, and Hispanics. The games come with names like Ethnic Cleansing and White Power Doom. One allows the player to be the manager of a Nazi concentration camp. Some of the games are patterned after other popular games, including Doom and Pac-Man.
I don't like games.
What level are you up to on those, Rob?
Stop it! I don't like games!
Behave yourself, Rob. There's no crying in late-night TV, according to talk show host Bill Maher. Maher, who angered viewers, sponsors, TV stations, and the White House with his post-9/11 comments, is at it again. The host of Politically Correct has turned into David Letterman and Jon Stewart for crying on their first shows back after the attacks on America.
You know, Bill Maher should just shut his fat mouth.
I think Bill Maher is one of the great a-holes of all time, and it's about time for them to send him away.
He's a dickhead. He's got an awful show. And as a matter of fact, his TV show is going so bad. Have you heard the rumor that he's trying to shop himself around to radio now?
Yeah, he's probably doing this to shock people, too. He says Letterman and Stewart, quote, gave the terrorist the satisfaction of crying like women.
Oh, please.
Maher angered folks last fall by calling the terrorist brave and America cowardly. He says Letterman and Stewart had womanish reactions, quoting again, men shouldn't cry, certainly not publicly, in a time of war.
Bill Maher, the day Bill Maher is as funny as a hair on Jon Stewart's sack, you tell me, because Bill Maher is not a funny man. But let me say, Bill Maher, welcome to the wonderful world of radio.
Welcome. Penthouse publisher Bob Guccione and porn star Ron Jeremy are among those who will testify at the trial of Screw magazine publisher Al Goldstein.
What'd he do? Three friends of the show.
He's being sued by a former secretary who says he threatened and defamed her. Yesterday, the jury was screened for candidates who might not be able to bear up under the avalanche of four-letter words that will pepper the trial.
I'll tell you, when you think of a lawsuit and you want a character witness, you get Ron Jeremy.
Right.
The trial starts today.
When you think magazine, you think Screw.
Screw magazine. A magazine I don't believe I have ever read.
It's really more of a newspaper.
It's a newspaper?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, of course you have.
I have seen that. There okay, that's go. Enough. See, here I was thinking I'd miss something.
Yeah, I knew you'd seen it.
Johnny has just sent me a list of messages that Al Goldstein goes your secretary's like toilet paper.
Does he really?
Is that true, John?
Wow.
I have to get Al Goldstein on the show.
You know Al Goldstein?
Yeah, I used to book him on shows all the time.
Right.
And you would call him and say, I'd like to book an interview with Al. Who am I speaking with? This is Roxanne. Call 3 months later. This is Mary. Call 3 months later. This is Susan.
Can't imagine what the problem is.
Do you like his brother, though?
Who's that?
Steve
Goldstein.
Steve.
In sports.
Not too inside.
Michael Jordan.
Inside Rob today.
Michael Jordan will miss his second game of the season tonight when the Washington Wizards visit the Detroit Pistons. It was a sore knee that caused Michael to decide to use rest and ice rather than drain the knee.
You stay at home tonight, honey.
Thank you, baby.
You stay at home tonight with me, baby.
I don't feel good.
He says he'll be back in the game tomorrow night at home against the New Jersey Nets.
Did you hear that Don and Mike show today?
Yeah.
Oh, they made that Rob Spiewak take calls on Black History Month?
I thought it sucked.
Oh, baby, I thought it was so funny. Mm.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and me. I'm just so glad we can reconcile.
Finally, Barry Colbert's 7-year-old son is big for his age, already over 4 feet tall, so Barry says he often lets the first grader drive the family car.
Oh, my God. I have a first grader. Wow.
This was unfortunately the case when the family car crashed into another car over the weekend with the kid at the wheel.
Unbelievable. You know, just when you think you've run into all the dumbasses you're going to see.
No, there are more. Tallahassee police arrested Barry, and they say they also plan to charge his son. Barry says the outing was a reward for the boy, finishing his dinner and his homework for cleaning his room.
We're going to let you drive the family car.
Police say they smell liquor on Barry's breath.
Oh.
Barry's the dad on the dad's breath. Okay. And that the dad, has a suspended license. Quoting Barry again, I'm not irresponsible. I just had a few beers. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, God.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. No.
Yeah, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tonight.
Yay. All right.
Strathmore Lanes. New Jersey.
Right. Jersey.
And at least you got to put it back up on the screen. I keep forgetting the town name.
It's Aberdeen, New Jersey.
Thank you, guys. Exit Highway 34.
That's right.
See you there tonight for your Fighting Gutter Balls action. Girls.
Lovely girls.
Attention, Fraulines.
Girls.
Need you down here tomorrow for the Teat-Tac-Toe game.
Bring your friends.
Then we're giving away $1,000. I think we got 4 girls signed up for sure.
Lovely.
And how many, Lisa? 4 girls signed up for sure. And we'll have our doors open. Way to get those last-minute girls in as well.
Absolutely.
That's it. Got to go. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, everybody. The beginning of the show was kind of a mess, but we made it through it.
We survived.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am calling 100.
There you go. Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Where are you from?
Long Island.
Honey, you won a 20-minute prepaid phone card from Sprint PCS. Now you can save $150 on any 2 new Sprint PCS phones. You can mail in rebate Sprint PCS. Plus, you won the prize pack from Music Outlet. They have guitars and musical instruments priced from $199. Call them at 1-888-747-9851. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Well, we got about a minute left in the show.
Yeah? What do you want to do?
Have a drink. What do you want to do, Gordon? Decide. It's a line from Wall Street.
Good morning.
Gordon Gekko. I'm sorry, I'm quoting Wall Street. I just got on a Wall Street
radio. You know, we're not being raided now, so we figured the last minute of the show, we just will kind of take it easy.
Take a break. Earned it today.
You wouldn't just sell your mother from a buck, you'd send a COD. Gekko.
Oh, that's when he's talking to Sir Lawrence. Yeah. Sir Larry.
That's my favorite scene in Wall Street. When Sir Larry comes over to his house and he's having the party and he's upstairs and they have that big battle.
How's your cramps?
You know, great. I took 4 Advil. I feel much better.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Still safe, though.
Is that a new necklace?
Actually, no. I've had this for a little while. It's pretty, isn't
it? Well, yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, we're into the show. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. A little more.
Wow.
Just do that at the end of the show just because, you know, we're not being rated anymore. They don't want to pay for the ratings. Why should we just bust our ass for all 4 hours?
Toodaloo! Ass.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.